In a time when all seemed lost, a voice rose from the wilderness, a voice rooted in our unique form of government, a confident voice filled with hope and inspiration that grows louder and louder while articulating the truth for all to hear. It is the voice to be reckoned with. It is the American Adversaries Radio Show, featuring your host, political scholar and philosopher Christopher Hart, co-host South African-American patriot Aubrey Kahn, News Talk Divas Kathy Santomassino and Patricia Summerlin, and more. Now, sit back and enjoy the American Adversaries.
Welcome to the show, ladies and gentlemen. It is time now for the American Adversaries Sunday evening 3-hour classic tour. Thanks for being with us. That's right, we're here. We're live on FM 105.5 and AM 660 The Answer. And because it's Sunday night, we're also simulcasting on 1520 WBZW. Okay, and of course, always on AM660TheAnswer.com. And you can download, if you haven't already, the free Answer Orlando app. All right, we got a big show lined up for you tonight, and we are fully ready to go, and I guarantee you we are intact, or at least I can speak for myself.
I lack tact.
No, we are definitely intact around here and ready to go, as I said, because we are live. We invite you to call us at 407-774-8255. Okay, that voice you just heard there could belong to none other than the firm foundation of the American Adversaries, Aubrey Kahn.
Good evening.
Yeah, there you go. And dipping in for a visit again tonight is our old friend Lucas Paris. Good to see you, Lucas.
Good to be here. In fact, the Periscope's happy to see you, too. I mean, it's right there, just looking right at you.
Yeah, all right. There you go. Ooh, that makes me feel spooky. I am the philosopher, political mad scientist, Christopher Hart. And Jeff Sinis is, of course, on the bridge.
Not soft. How you doing?
How you doing, Jeff?
How you doing? And so,
hey, welcome, stranger.
Hey.
407-774-8255 is the number. Don't be a stranger. Give us a call. Okay. Once again, we got a lot to talk about. The Divas will be joining us in the third hour of the show. Kathy Santomassino with some odd psycho stories. And Patricia, our sunny, gorgeous lady of wrestling, Summerlin, is going to join us from Smoky, California, where there are some interesting theories about how these fires got started.
You think there's any broadcasting towers still up there?
No, that's not what they were after, if the stories that I've been seeing are true. It was after something else that is a, let's just say, a high-priced commodity.
Ooh.
And it ain't wine.
W-H-I-N-E?
No, it ain't wine or wine, but we're going to talk about it later on in the show. And so we got a lot to do tonight. And by the way, I know a number of you are on your way to church right now, and you are hopefully already have told your pastors and rabbis about the Pastor's Appreciation Lunch and Ministry Expo, which is coming up October the 26th, and that is free to them. This is being sponsored by the Salem Media Group here in Orlando and a number of other great sponsors. And if you're heading to church, please make sure that your pastor knows about this, because it is coming up quickly now, October the 26th. Can you believe it's already halfway through October? Right?
Halfway. I mean, it's unbelievable. So
yeah,
fast.
11 days to go for this. And so please spread the word and ask your pastor to go to thewordorlando.com. That's thewordorlando.com. Make sure all the men of cloth and women of cloth know about this. Thewordorlando.com. Please don't let them be left out, because one of them is going to win a trip for two to Israel. Okay, so it's still not too late. That's thewordorlando.com. A trip for two to Israel is up, as well as a free lunch. And it's at the Rosen Hotel down there on I Drive, one of the beautiful Rosen Hotels. So this is going to be really nice, I guarantee you. Okay, Rex Tillerson was on several of the Talking Head shows this morning. And when he ended up on CNN, he was... the question was put to him, did you really call President Trump a moron? And he wouldn't say yes or he wouldn't say no. He just said he wouldn't dignify that question with an answer. And then he was asked about the comments that Bob Corker had made about his relationship with the president, where Corker had been talking about, if you remember, on the most recent trip to China about North Korea, who, by the way, was scheduled to launch a missile on October the 10th. And that day came and went, and it didn't happen. And when asked about that today, the secretary, who I'm going to start calling him T-Rex, said that T-Rex said that it may be a good sign. We don't know. Of course, you've got to kind of wait and see. Now, they haven't amped down their rhetoric. They've still got the rhetoric amped up. But if they do start backing off the testing, that might indicate that they're feeling the pinch, even though they claim they're not. I'm talking about the financial pinch. He was asked about Corker's statement. If you remember what I was going to say, when T-Rex was in China most recently, he was over there supposedly negotiating about North Korea. And the president tweeted, don't bother, you know, it's a waste of time. And Corker this past week likened that to castrating the Secretary of State. And so when asked about that today, his first response was, look, I'm all in for the president. You know, he makes the foreign policy at the end of the day. He has his own style of sort of prodding things along. And I'll leave that up to him. And he says, yeah, but what do you think about the remark that you have been gelded? T-Rex is also a cattle rancher out there, I guess. I don't know if it's Texas or whatever, but he has a ranch with cattle on it. And Tillerson kind of got a sly smile, and he says, well, I've checked, and I'm still intact. So it was, I'm sure the president probably laughed when he saw that remark, but I think it kind of puts in perspective that, as we've been describing around here, the media and the liberals and even a lot of conservative, so-called conservative talking heads and think masters still haven't figured Trump out, nor have they figured out the people who are working closely with him. The T-Rex understands Trump because they're both businessmen, right? And even though T-Rex was the head of Exxon, he didn't start out as the head of Exxon. Do you know how he started out at Exxon?
I don't know his history.
The very, very bottom. He was a rig worker, if I'm not mistaken. And he worked but I know he was at the very bottom of the totem pole. And he worked his way all the way up to be the CEO. So he knows what it's like. And he knows that this president has got his own style, and he doesn't let it bug him. And you can see it in his demeanor. He reminds me of Sarah Huckabee Sanders. They're just sort of deadpan. They don't get overly excited. Right. They don't let the criticisms get to them.
Steady and calm.
Steady and calm, and they know how to parry these things off. And so... It is, and, you know, when I saw that, it was tweeted out a couple of times today, too. I tweeted out, too, you know, this week has not been a good week for the media, the fake news media, I should say, to be specific, because first you had them breathlessly reporting as the week started, mainly on NBC and the Washington Post. They're all in cahoots, but they were the leads with this story that... The president had been called a moron by Rex Tillerson because he wanted to increase the nuclear arsenal by tenfold.
Which was a lie.
Which has turned out the General Mattis no less, pointed out as a lie. Mm-hmm. You see, here's sort of the trap, too, that the media has gotten themselves into.
Again.
And their zeal to depict President Trump as a moron, they have elevated the credibility of the people around him. You follow what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. In other words, they are holding General Mattis in high regard. They are holding General Kelly in high regard. McMaster, high regard.
Right.
T-Rex, high regard.
They say that the administration is running the country instead of the president.
Which, of course, is false.
We know
that.
But
it puts them in the predicament, though, of when Mattis comes out and says that was a blatant, bold-faced lie.
Because they can't contradict him.
Because they've put him on this pedestal.
Right.
And then a couple of days later, what happens? Well, they get the story going again and how General Kelly might be leaving because he just appointed his assistant, Nielsen, Nielsen, to be the head of
FEMA.
Well, Department of Homeland
the DHS,
Security.
Right,
which includes FEMA.
Right.
And just about everybody else. That he was going to be leaving, that he couldn't take it or whatever, and the president was going over the cliff, going off the deep end, losing it, all this nonsense. So he shows up at the press briefing and says, no, you got it wrong. You better get better. You need to get better sources. And the only frustration we have around here is you promoting these false stories, pointing at the media, who is, of course, the ones attending the briefing. And then you had today T-Rex top it off. And, oh, by the way, McMaster, along the way, too, this morning, was praising the president's decision-making in not only the decision he made about Afghanistan, where he sort of gave in to his generals, but about Iran, where they, more than sort of, had to give in to him. And he said, this president, he listens to advice, and sometimes he takes it, and sometimes he doesn't. But he listens to our advice.
Unlike our previous president who wouldn't attend the security briefings every morning.
Right. And then T-Rex caps it off with today with, I've checked and I'm still intact. So the foreign policy of the president is indeed intact. His foreign policy team are intact. We are the American adversaries, and we are intact. We certainly hope you folks are intact as well out there. I trust that you are. All right, we got to take a break when we come back. Once again, you are listening to a 3-hour Sunday evening classic tour version where we've brought back an old cast member in Lucas Paris.
Good to be here.
All right, so please stick around. 407-774-8255 is the number. And we'll be right back.
Nearly everyone loves Italian food. But those people who love true, authentic Italian go to Cafe Positano. It's because owner and chef Pasquale Barba offers home-cooked food from his hometown, Positano, Italy. He is Italian. Local fresh items are combined with rare ingredients imported only from Italy, along with generations-old family recipes. Whether it's pizza or those delicious daily specials, taste for yourself at Cafe Positano, 4 miles west of I-4 on 436. 407-774-8080, the most authentic Italian food in Central Florida.
Business owners, this is for you. Competition is tough these days, so you need maximum visibility to stand out in this crowded landscape. And Dino Rento Studios can give you that visibility. Their eye-catching signs, 3D displays, banners, bumper stickers, and car magnets will get your business the attention you're looking for. Dino will also make your convention display the talk of the event. So call Dino Rento Studios at 800-704-7089, 800-704-7089, or visit them at DinoRentosStudios.com. Dino, R-E-N-T-O-S, Studios.com, where they bring ideas to life.
All right, welcome back to the show. That's right, you are listening to the American Adversaries. Thanks for being with us. Don't forget, Mark Walters follows us up at 8 o'clock with Armed American Radio. They had some fascinating conversation last week and information about the 1 October event and things related to it. And we'll have, by the way, an update on that ourselves a little bit later on in the show. Seems like the security guard went missing, and now he's turned up at a rehab place or something like that. So we're going to delve into that a little bit later on in the show. I want to get back to the T-Rex story, though, and the Trump foreign policy, because Trump is coming in like a dinosaur. There was an interesting article in Thursday's local paper, which was drawn from the Washington Post, and it talks about how our allies around the world are resigned to a Trump world.
Well, it's better than a one world order.
It's better than leading from behind, although now they're saying we are leaving from behind. Remarkable how they mistake true leadership for retreat. Let me just read one paragraph here. It kind of encapsulates the whole article. Says senior diplomats and officials from nearly a dozen countries in Europe, Latin America, and Asia. A dozen. Hoo-wee. And listen to, once again, where they are. Europe, Latin America, and Asia expressed a remarkable coincidence of views in interviews over the last several weeks. Asked to describe their thoughts about relations with the president and his team. Let me try to read this again. This is really weirdly written, right? I mean,
editing's just not what it used to be.
I'm telling you. Senior diplomats and officials from nearly a dozen countries in Europe, Latin America, and Asia expressed a remarkable coincidence of views in interviews over the last several weeks. Asked to describe their thoughts about and relations with the president and his team as the end of Trump's first year approaches, many described a whirlwind journey, beginning with tentative optimism, followed by alarm, and finally reaching acceptance the situation is unlikely to improve. We have to adjust to this, said a second diplomat from a different continent.
Hold on. This is the same press that accused George Bush of going it alone in Iraq. Meanwhile, he had a coalition of over 60 countries.
Right.
So, you know, treated with a grain of salt, right?
Right. Right. So there's a lot of obviously trepidation and, I should say, misunderstanding of the president.
By the press.
But in certain parts of the world. Now, once again, let me read where these people came from. Europe, Latin America, and Asia. And then there's some cryptic reference here to a second diplomat from a different continent. Whatever that's supposed to mean.
But
do you notice what's not in there? Do you notice the area of the world, the region of the world that is missing, that they're not talking about here?
That is?
Well, let me read it again. Europe, Latin America, and Asia. What is missing? What is one of the most crucial hot spots of the world that they are not mentioning here?
Africa and the Middle East.
The Middle East! But Israel, Saudi Arabia, Iran, Iraq, Afghanistan.
But hold on. Have you noticed these diplomats that they're talking about, they don't mention the country that they're coming from?
No, they don't.
Right? Because it's another bogus story.
Oh, no. I don't doubt that this is absolutely true.
Oh, come on.
No.
Chris.
Well, do you think these diplomats have any sense? You're talking about liberal socialists.
Which diplomats?
The ones from Europe, Latin America, and Asia.
Which 12 countries? Name three of the countries.
I'm sure they're talking about Germany. They're talking about England, France, possibly Japan, definitely China. They're talking about maybe Australia. Now, I'm sure that this article is absolutely correct. The president has put the fear of God in everybody.
Listen,
right?
Listen, come on, Chris. Why don't they mention the countries that those diplomats are coming from? If it had been anything positive, they would have.
Look, let me just show you the picture. The picture includes Canada. Are you questioning that foreign diplomats don't feel alarm and acceptance of the Trump administration and frustrated that it won't change and it won't improve? Are you questioning that? I mean, this is most logical. These people don't believe in Trump. These are all never Trumpers. You're talking foreign diplomats from liberal countries. Of course they're going to be afraid of Trump.
So I still say, why don't they mention the countries or the names of the diplomats?
It doesn't matter. You can just fill in the blank. Fill in the blank. I'm sure it's quite accurate that foreign diplomats from all over Europe, South America, and Asia are going, oh, what's the president doing? He's shaking things up. The only foreign diplomats they don't refer to are Israel, Saudi Arabia, the Gulf states, the Sunni states.
England.
Perhaps, but okay. I would presume, given the nature of the progressives and their positions in governments all over Europe, that they're all saying this, right? I mean, it's most logical. You're talking about liberals being afraid of Trump. What's illogical about that? This is probably one of the very few stories that they've printed that has any accuracy to it. It's totally believable.
Chris, whenever something negative happens in the press with government, and it's a Republican...
I don't see where you're going. What's the difference if they named them or not? Is this not believable, is the question. It's more than believable. This is the world we live in. That they detest Trump, they fear Trump, they don't understand Trump, and now they think they're resigned to Trump. That's most believable. That is the state of the world.
And no one wants to attach their name to be the first to resign on that front.
Well, the point is, this is why we elected Trump, to put the fear of God in all of these people. And it is working. Now, will it result in better relations somehow with North Korea and Iran? That remains to be seen. But what the president is doing, as Tillerson said in his own rancher, you know, cow herder sort of way, is the Trump has a way of prodding things and pushing things in a certain direction. And you or I may not be comfortable with it. The Europeans may not be comfortable with it, but that is his style. And that's the way we're doing foreign policy now. And I don't doubt for one second that these people are shaking in their boots. I would be surprised if they weren't. And I'm sure there's a handful of diplomats out there, probably somewhere, stuck off in some remote part of the world because they are conservative, who believe in what the president is doing. But there's no doubt in my mind that these allies are only resigned to a Trump world because they figure they can't do anything about it for now. But it's a good sign that the president he's a catalyst. And a catalyst is something that causes reactions. In chemistry, the catalyst is the thing you put in the chemicals that cause them to explode or fizz or whatever it is you're trying to get them to do. That's what the president is. And that makes people nervous, especially people who are in power, who like the way things are and are comfortable with the way things are. And he is anything but that, going to allow that to happen. Not on his watch. He's all about making people uncomfortable in order to get them motivated to do things that he wants them to do, that we elected him to promote. So... it's been a bad week for the media, and their ratings, by the way, and their approval numbers are the worst that they've been in decades. And can you figure why? All right, we got to take another break. Once again, we'll come back with the rest of this hour and two more to go after that. And then you still got three more hours of great live radio right here tonight on these stations. So stick around, please, for more of the American Adversaries Sunday evening three-hour classic tour. And please don't forget to check out our Facebook page. Like us there. And check out all the brand-new stuff we got up there today. And we'll be talking about that more as the show goes along. You even put up one of the things you sent me about the Obama Library.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes. You'll like it. We'll be right back.
But I know a place to call.
With SRN News, I'm Gordon Griffin. The United States condemning in the strongest terms the deadliest single attack in Somalia's history. The State Department's statement expresses condolences to victims and wishes a quick recovery for the injured. Saturday's truck bombing in Mogadishu killed at least 231 people. Another 275 people are hurt. The U.S. calls the attack senseless and cowardly and says it will stand with Somalia in its fight against extremism. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson has ducked, danced, and he called sidestepped the question of whether he truly called President Trump a moron. Tillerson is dismissing the brouhaha as the petty stuff of Washington. Though the questions keep coming, Tillerson insists that they are not hindering his mission as the nation's top diplomat. The Las Vegas tourism sector bracing for changes in the aftermath of the massacre that killed 58 people. This is SRN News.
For most Floridians, our home is our biggest investment. If you are shopping for a new home, vacation home, investment property, want to remodel your home, or need to refinance your existing home loan, you need the very best mortgage professionals working for you to make your American dream come true. I'm Mariah Lee with Patriot Home Funding. And regardless of your mortgage needs, Patriot Home Funding has just the right loan for you. All of our loan products offer the lowest possible fixed rates. We don't charge annoying and expensive junk fees, and you get the very best service and care from me and the rest of our experienced all-star team. Contact us today for a quick, easy, and free pre-qualification. You can call us at 877-377-8123 or visit us on the web at myphf.com. At Patriot Home Funding, we finance the American dream.
Patriot Home Funding is a licensed mortgage broker in the state of Florida. NMLS 171699 and is an equal housing lender.
Hi, I'm Mick Dolan. Does your kitchen or bathroom need a makeover? And do you need it done on time and on budget?
One-to-One Kitchen and Bath can help you from start to finish with free design service. You can see a 3D model before you buy.
If you just need cabinets, countertops, or flooring, then One-to-One Kitchen and Bath's got you covered. Always on time with the highest quality products and their low price guarantee.
One-to-One Kitchen and Bath, 1781 Fairbanks Avenue, Winter Park. Online at the number 1TO1Cabinets.com. One-to-One Kitchen and Bath.
Mattress stores are all crazy, and they're all the same. They try to force you to buy a new mattress every 8 years. Why? Would you buy a car that you couldn't maintain? Instead of repairing it or even changing the tires, you have to replace it? Of course not. That's crazy. But that's what happens when you go to any mattress store, because all national brand mattresses are sewn or glued shut. Impossible to alter after purchase. If mattress is in the name, expect the same. A major purchase you can't maintain. And that's crazy. So visit Relax and Comfort, where you'll find sane sleep systems. See how you and your partner can enjoy your own firmness with the same mattress and how you can change them at any time. With stores in Winter Park, Windermere, and Sanford, you're just minutes away from perfect sleep at Relax and Comfort. Learn more at relaxandcomfort.com or call 407-544-3401.
Attention, all Central Florida pastors. How would you like to win a trip for two to Israel?
Are you ready to praise the Lord?
Then join us for Central Florida's biggest pastor appreciation event of the year, the 2017 Pastors Appreciation Lunch, October 26th at the Rosen Plaza on I Drive. Yes, we're giving away a trip for two to Israel, the trip of a lifetime from Genesis Tours. Plus, national speaker and host of Know the Truth, Pastor Philip DeCourcy, will deliver his message of encouragement and strength for pastors. Stroll our huge ministry expo. Enjoy a delicious lunch. We'll come together with the Appreciation Lunch Praise Band. Fellowship with other pastors, and it's all absolutely free. Just our way of saying thank you to area pastors for your leadership in the kingdom. Pre-register now at TheAnswerOrlando.com. TheAnswerOrlando.com. And if you're not a pastor, please pass the word along to a pastor you know. We want to see him at the 2017 Pastors Appreciation Lunch, October 26th at the Rosen Plaza on I Drive. From the station that loves our pastors, FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer. Pastors, don't miss it.
Hey, Orlando, this is the AWA's illustrious Johnny Stewart. You know, people always ask me, what do I listen to on the radio when I'm on my private jet? I mean, it's simple. I listen to Orlando's WORL, The Answer, on FM 105.5, AM 660. My good buddy, Christopher Hart, he's on the American Adversary Show. It's like, you know, political professional wrestling. No, I'm sorry. Can you step off my plane and go back and sit and coach?
All right. Go to the back of the plane. Welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen.
I love it.
All right. That, of course, that beautiful laugh belongs to Aubrey Kahn. And we got Lucas Parrish in the studio along with me, Christopher Hart, and you there. 407-774-8255 is the number. Please do give us a call. I want to go back just for a moment to this this article about the allies resigned to a Trump world. I didn't mean to totally dismiss what you were talking about, because, yeah, you know, you would think that they would reveal the sources. They do have a photograph in here, but they don't name anyone other than Bob Corker in the article. Obviously, it's one of these sources-type stories, right? And I understand you want to take it with a grain of salt, but it's just so believable. But it doesn't, and T-Rex, that's for Rex Tillerson, who is, ladies and gentlemen, still intact, anatomically speaking. He is and still excited to serve the president, as he keeps saying over and over and over again. He pointed out that when you look around the Middle East, the president and his decision not to recertify the Iran deal is receiving a great deal of praise. And by the way, Prime Minister Netanyahu pointed out the same thing this morning on Fake the Nation. He appeared on the same show a little while after T-Rex, and he said, we in Israel, we totally understand this. We are very happy with this. And so are the Saudi Arabians and other Gulf states. He says, how many times can you talk about how Israel and the Gulf states are in total agreement on something? And here we are. And it's because of this president doing something about a very bad deal. And as somebody else pointed out on the show this morning, which we've talked about way back when this deal was originally done, the worst part of this deal is it gave Iran everything that they wanted, such that complying with the deal was both advantageous and easy, because it leaves the inspection regimen up to them.
Right. That not.
They say
what you can inspect and when you can inspect it.
And where.
Right.
What, when, and where. And if they decide you can't go there, you can't go there. And that's, quote unquote, still in compliance, because that discretion is given to them.
Right. Thank you, President Obama.
Right. And so it is the worst, as the president has said, of all possible deals for us, but obviously the best of all possible deals for them, which is why they are, you know, and once again, thanks to the president, now in a position where they may actually lose the deal that they don't want to lose, because we will break it, because they have not lived up to, as the president puts it, the spirit of the deal. And the whole selling point of the deal was that Iran would become a more, and I'll use this word, civilized player on the world stage. And they clearly have not done that. If anything, they've ramped up their activities around the Middle East, stirring up trouble and elsewhere, and, by the way, helping the North Koreans. So the Middle East, other than Iran and Syria, and the terrorist groups that are benefactors of Iran, other than them, the Middle East is quite happy with this because they do not want Iran to be playing a superior hegemonic role in the Middle East. So the Congress now has 90 days to do whatever they may do with it, and the president has said if they don't do something, he will end it. So we shall see. But nonetheless, I'm sure it does have a lot of the so-called allies, running scared. By the way, speaking of running scared, the Islamic State is being run out of Raqqa. Now, Raqqa is in Syria. Most of the gains running the Islamic State out of cities and towns has been done in Iraq, but now it's across the border in Syria. Same thing happening. And Raqqa, if you remember, was the capital of the caliphate. This is where Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi laid claim to that region of the Middle East, including the northwestern part of Iraq and good part of the northeastern part of Syria as their own. And that is being steadily whittled down. And by the way, the administration, and just ask yourself if this would have happened in either, and I hate to say this, but in either the George W. Bush administration, or maybe even the George H.W. Bush administration for that matter, and the Obama administration, would any of those three administrations do this? There were about 100 or so estimated Islamic State fighters who wanted a truce so that they could escape out of Raqqa. And the Trump administration said, I bet you do, but you ain't going to get one, babies. If you want to get out, you're going to come through hell to get out. How about that? Now, can you imagine the Obama administration saying something like that? Or, as I said, even either Bush administrations, I guarantee
you. Bush was too much of a gentleman and a diplomat.
And both Bushes.
Right. Obama, on the other hand, would do anything for the Muslim nations.
And out of stupidity.
Well, he couldn't help that.
Yeah.
He had sympathies.
Right. But the Bush administration, this is a new, rules of engagement. Oh, like hell, we're going to let you out. Why? So you can fight us somewhere else? No, thank you. So presumably they have either escaped on their own or have been eliminated. But at the latest word, Raqqa was basically, it was now a cleanup operation. And that is also where they had been doing most of their internet and social media work. They had actually taken over a TV studio in Raqqa. And we're using it for however long, how many years, until the Trump administration came along. And the Obama administration, knowing what they were doing and where they were doing it from, did nothing about it. I mean, that building stood there as a big, nice, beautiful target right in the middle of Raqqa, towers and wires and everything coming out of it, and they didn't touch it.
Are you surprised? I mean, let's be perfectly honest. They wouldn't lift a finger to help Americans in Benghazi. Why are we surprised that they would not destroy this propaganda building?
Well, and just look at the gains the Allied forces have had against the Islamic State since January 20th.
It's been huge.
It's been huge, you mean. emphasis on why. It's been huge, as in Y-U-G-E, gains against the Islamic State because the president has changed the rules of engagement and unleashed the military. And it's no longer about, how did Obama put it, contain. It's no longer about containing the enemy. It's about crushing the enemy. and we are methodically doing that. And we are not going to accept their truce so that they can escape somewhere. Now, if they want to surrender, we'll take them into custody. We got some nice places down there in Gitmo cells that are empty. But we're not going to let them walk away only to fight another day or go maybe sneak back into Europe or possibly the United States to commit a terrorist attack. No, thank you. Not going to let that happen. Not with this administration. And if that makes certain people in the world nervous, well, God bless them. So, by the way, the Benghazi thing, I sent out a tweet about this about Benghazi this morning, responding to something Hillary had said, and I got a couple of tweets back about the commandos being ambushed in Niger. Which happened, I guess, a couple of weeks ago now. They were on a quote-unquote training mission with some Nigerian defense forces. They're going to be special ops, and they got ambushed. And it took about 30 minutes for the French to get air cover in there, but the French got air cover in there and took care of business. But by that time, four of our special ops had been killed and several more wounded, and they were taken out. One of them was actually found, one of the dead was actually found several days later in the desert. And stretch this out just a little bit for me there, Jeff, if you don't mind. And the thinking is this is as bad as Benghazi, and the Trump administration is not talking about it. Well, in fact, the Trump administration is talking about it. General Mattis addressed it the other day in his press conference, and the difference is this was a special ops mission that got ambushed by the enemy. Benghazi was an embassy compound, the consulate, which was attacked by terrorists. Two entirely different things. So any notion that what happened in Niger is in any way remotely like what happened in Benghazi is just pure utter ignorance. Okay, we'll take that break now. When we come back, we still got a segment to go in hour one and 2 hours to go after that. Hope you'll be with us the whole time, or at least as much as you can generously spin with us. We're the American Adversaries, and once again, you can like us on Facebook. That's American Adversaries on Facebook. And also, you can follow me on Twitter. That's at Chris Hart Radio on Twitter. And you can see my Twitter traffic on our website. That's AmericanAdversaries.com. We'll be right back.
I'm Nick Dolan. Does your kitchen or bathroom need a makeover? And do you need it done on time and on budget?
One-to-One Kitchen and Bath can help you from start to finish with free design service. You can see a 3D model before you buy.
If you just need cabinets, countertops, or flooring, then One-to-One Kitchen and Bath's got you covered. Always on time with the highest quality products and their low price guarantee.
One-to-One Kitchen and Bath, 1781 Fairbanks Avenue, Winter Park. Online at the number 1TL1Cabinets.com. One-to-One Kitchen and Bath.
Ladies and gentlemen, we all know that one of the biggest investments we'll make in life is the house we choose to make our home. So why make this investment without knowing exactly what you're getting into? That's where Aubrey Kahn of Firm Foundation Home Inspections comes in. He'll make sure that excitement over the purchase of a house or rental property or commercial property doesn't turn into a nightmare after you take the keys. To get the most thorough and complete inspection, go to OrlandosHomeInspector.com or just call Aubrey Kahn at 321-624-0254. Don't roll the dice on your home purchase. Remember, call Aubrey Kahn at 321-624-0254. Mattress stores are all crazy, and they're all the same. They try to force you to buy a new mattress every 8 years. Why? Would you buy a car that you couldn't maintain? Instead of repairing it or even changing the tires, you have to replace it? Of course not. That's crazy. But that's what happens when you go to any mattress store, because all national brand mattresses are sewn or glued shut.
impossible to alter after purchase. If mattress is in the name, expect the same. A major purchase you can't maintain. And that's crazy. So visit Relax and Comfort, where you'll find sane sleep systems. See how you and your partner can enjoy your own firmness with the same mattress and how you can change them at any time. With stores in Winter Park, Windermere, and Sanford, you're just minutes away from perfect sleep at Relax and Comfort. Learn more at relaxandcomfort.com or call 407-544-3401.
Our president, he acts while other men just talk. By the way, all this nonsense about him losing or whatever, he showed up last night at the Trump Hotel there in Washington, D.C., the one that was the old post office up there, you know, that he just opened last year or whatever. Mm-hmm. He was in fine spirits and looked like he was really enjoying himself. Of course, Melania was with him, and why wouldn't he be, right? So, all right. Thanks for coming back. Thanks for welcome back to the show. By the way, Aubrey Kahn is the firm foundation of the American Adversaries. And if you have a question about your foundation, he is the man to talk to. Somebody contacted him this week. They have a foundation question, big, beautiful home, and they're going to get Aubrey Kahn to assess it.
Yep. Nice little home. You know, one of these 24,000, 25,000 square feet homes.
That all.
Mm-hmm. So we're going to have a look and see what we can see or not see. And
all right. Now, he inspects those places, but you were just telling us you were over at the beach inspecting a little beach cottage. What was the square footage on that?
Yes, in Merritt Island. It was a little under 1,400.
And it was having sort of the same problems.
Oh.
Leaning in all different directions.
It had major problems. We've recommended structural engineers for the home.
What'd you recommend to
the floor and the seawall?
What'd you recommend to the potential buyer?
Run like hell.
So if you need an inspector, run like that to Aubrey Kahn. He's OrlandosHomeInspector.com, OrlandosHomeInspector.com. 321-624-0254, and that is the phone he has sitting right here in front of him, 321-624-0254. All right, we got Roger on the line, wants to talk about the fake news media. How you doing this evening, Roger?
Doing great, Christian. We're very blessed.
Good.
Thank you all on again. Yeah, it's a little something for you to chew on about that. As a black American patriot from South Africa so aptly pointed out, they are wrong in giving us lies all the time, in keeping with the reframing the narrative. You probably heard me call them the leftist fake commentary before, because they're just out there commenting on stuff.
Right.
It's not actually news. It's not journalism. It's not anything.
It's right. Opinion. There's
so many lies to it.
Yep.
And it's the leftist doing it, so I just like that. I think it's catchy. The leftist fake commentary.
Fake commentary.
Anyway,
okay.
The leftist fake commentary.
Okay.
Let's chew on that for a little while. So that's all I had.
All right. Well, thank you, Roger. Appreciate you spending time with us tonight. God bless you.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Leftist fake commentary. And there is a lot of that out there.
LFC.
And it comes, unfortunately, a lot of it's coming from right commentators now. I'm like George Will. He is constantly berating President Trump. He has from the very start, though. And it's kind of like the same people who were never Trumpers before the election are still never Trumpers. And they, in a way, have found a niche for themselves because they are never Trumpers. They get a little bit of airtime on the liberal news media. And get a chance to get out there and have their ignorance on display.
They're rhinoing.
Right. George Will is one. Bill Kristol is another. Jonah Goldberg is another. So there are plenty of them around, and they're just playing into that that groove, you might say, to find a place for themselves. So there's plenty of leftist fake commentary, but there's a good deal of right fake commentary as well.
Could call it fake Republican commentary.
Yeah, I guess you could. That's right.
FRC.
Yeah, it is farcical. So at that, FRC. But anyway, the foreign policy under this president is indeed different from what we have seen recently. But that's why we elected him. We wanted something much different than we had seen recently. People weren't satisfied with the way George W. Bush conducted foreign policy, and there were plenty of people who obviously weren't satisfied with the way Barack Obama conducted foreign policy. The rest of the world really liked it under Obama. They kind of liked it under Bush, too, because in a way he did weaken the American capability of projecting moral clarity into the world. By the way, he did not fight the Iraq war with moral clarity until finally the end and the surge. And then that, in essence, ended the war. But a lot of bad things happened in the meantime, which undercut his credibility and therefore the credibility of the United States. And because he was loath to address his critics shall we say, enthusiastic fashion like President Trump does, the credibility of his administration and therefore the United States and the world went down. And that's part of why Barack Obama got elected. If you remember, a good part of Obama's campaign platform in 2008 was foreign policy.
And let's get our boys home.
Yeah, and this is a guy who had absolutely no foreign policy experience whatsoever. And yet, because George W. Bush's foreign policy had become so trashed and so undefended, it was easy for Obama to roll him. And then, of course, you had the financial crisis, throw that in, and it was a done deal. And then you nominate a doofus like John McCain to be the nominee. The Lord help us. Maybe the Lord did help us by, I hate to say it, electing Barack Obama. Can you believe I just said that?
8-year sobering blow? I don't know if I want to accept that one,
well,
Chris.
I don't know. When you consider what John McCain has turned out to be. And the disasters that always seem.
He hasn't changed.
That's what I mean. Well, I guess as we found out about, let's put it that way.
The last 20 years, he's always been this way. He's sided with the Democrats on almost everything.
Yeah, and he probably would have been a bigger disaster than Obama. I hate to say it.
He would have.
Kind of hard to argue that one.
But he's one of those guys that, and this is why, you know, he wasn't very popular in the Navy, is that bad things happen around him, and he just waltzes away without a scratch. And people die and go to jail and end up maimed. And he walks away.
Hundreds killed.
And he walks away without a scratch, lives in the lap of luxury. And we don't even still to this day really know the story while he was in the Hanoi Hilton. And one reason why we don't know it is he made sure that any records that exist about it are sealed.
Sounds like a Democrat.
Yeah, sure does. So, like I say, maybe the Lord did have our better interests at heart. And I guess the same thing would have to be said about Mitt Romney. All right, so...
we dodged a couple of bullets there.
By the way, if you did not watch football today on purpose, because it is pro football, you can still voice your concerns about what's going on to somebody that it probably will make a difference to, and that is the Anheuser-Busch Corporation, by calling the 800-DIAL-BUD number. That's 800-DIAL-BUD, and they'll give you this little sort of, you know, we appreciate America and everything that it stands for, a little patriotic thing, and then they'll offer you the chance to leave a message and express your views about anything bud.
And don't be shy.
Don't be shy. And you can call more than once. McBath was in here the other day calling every break of the show. He'd call him again.
How is Mr. McBath doing? I haven't seen him in a while.
He's full of spunk and vigor, as usual. All right. And anyway, that's 800-DIAL-BUD. And if you do the internet thing, go to taxcutnow.com. That's a petition of sorts they have right now to put more pressure on Congress to actually follow through and get us at least a little bit of a tax cut. Taxcutnow.com, 800-DIAL-BUD, the American Adversary Sunday evening, three-hour classic tour, 1 hour in, 2 hours to go. So please don't go away, because we'll be right back.
In a time when all seemed lost, a voice rose from the wilderness, a voice rooted in our unique form of government, a confident voice filled with hope and inspiration that grows louder and louder while articulating the truth for all to hear. It is the voice to be reckoned with. It is the American Adversaries Radio Show, featuring your host, political scholar and philosopher Christopher Hart, co-host South African American patriot Aubrey Kahn, News Talk divas Kathy Santomassino and Patricia Summerlin, and more. Now sit back and enjoy the American Adversaries.
Take it, and we are intact and ready to go with our number two of tonight's show. Thanks for being with us, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to the American Adversaries Sunday evening, 3 hour classic tour, so dubbed by the legendary and very much missed Nostradamus. But we do have a voice from the past in the studio with us again tonight.
That it's would be me. It's me. It's LRP.
Lucas Paris. And I am Christopher Hart, along with Aubrey Kahn. We got Jeff Sinis on the bridge, and thank you for being in the audience. We really do appreciate that. 407-774-8255 is the number. And I wanted to change up the conversation a little bit from what we were talking. We're talking foreign policy mostly in the first hour. I want to talk a little domestic policy in the second hour and start with the voters. I forgot the name of it again. Voters, what's it called again? The group that just met, the voters something summit.
Value motor. They're voters.
Value motor. Value voters summit. There you go. Thank you.
having a senior moment. There.
Yeah, I should be having more and more of those. The value voters summit wrapped up just to this morning in Washington D.C. The president spoke there Friday. Steve Bannon and Sebastian Gorka spoke there yesterday, and Steve Bannon was reiterating his efforts to help the president from outside the administration. He said, "The time for silence is over. We're at war with the elites, the permanent political class. We're going to take on every swamp dweller, whether they are from the right or left." He also called this the era, the season of war against these elites. He mentioned specifically Bob Corker and who's the other one he mentioned? I forget the other one he mentioned, but obviously no Republican or Democrat up for re-election is safe in this environment. By the way, former President Obama, you were just referring to him a while ago there, Aubrey, is going to be campaigning for the Democrat running for governor in Virginia against the Republican Ed Gillespie. His name is Nelson, I believe. He's going to be running. He's going to be campaigning for him. His first appearance in a campaign since last year's presidential election. And it's interesting because Virginia should go Democrat. It is the one southern state that Hillary Clinton did win. And because you have a lot of people who live in, I guess it's the, what is it, eastern part of state, who work in Washington, D.C., working around Washington, D.C. So you have a lot of liberals on that side of the state. But the fear is that he will motivate the Republicans to get out and vote for a candidate in Ed Gillespie that is, shall we say, less than dynamic.
Okay.
To say that he's a bore is probably to be generous to him, okay? God bless Ed Gillespie. I believe he worked in the Bush administrations, maybe even Reagan. I don't know how far back he goes. But he's not an exciting candidate. He's on the wall with Trump. He's not really a never-Trumper, but he's not enthusiastically for Trump. Again, he's in a state that has a lot of blue in it, making it purple. And
I'd be careful of those purple states.
Yeah, but look, you got to either go all in or not, sort of, in politics. I mean, you can't. Who was it that said that somebody tries to stay in the middle of the road gets run over? And so you got to kind of stake out your side and you put your best foot forward. And if you win, you win. If you don't, you don't. And you go home knowing you put your best foot forward. But Ed Gillespie is, you know, he's an establishment Republican. He's not a Trumper. As I said, he's not a Trumplican. He's not a Trumpster. He's an establishment Republican trying to run in a purple state. And we'll see if he can be successful, but it's not a done deal for the other side as well. So it would be, I think, to Gillespie's advantage, however, to have the president come there. His thinking is don't have the president come there, because the same reason why it's a bit of a danger for Barack Obama to go there, you actually might end up motivating the other side more than your side in the process. Such is the calculating world of politics. I say go all in. Get the president to come there and kick that Democrat's butt. All right, but anyway, so Bannon, Gorka came out and gave his same version, said that the president is right on course with basically the plans that they had set out for the president to accomplish his goal. The sticking point has been obviously Congress, and I'll add the lack of leadership, and in particular the Senate, it's going to show its ugly head again real soon if Mitch McConnell doesn't get control of Republicans like Mr. McCain and Mr. Corker and others. Let's just say they are on notice. By the way, as we reported Friday, Susan Collins is going to continue to plague us from the Senate rather than take her show on the road and stay it up there in Maine. She's not going to run for governor. The way she put it is she feels the best way she can serve her people in Maine is to remain in the Senate. Yeah, so unfortunately, it's the best way to remain a pain in our backside as well.
She never, you know, sought me out to ask my advice. Best way she could help the people in Maine is to quit.
Yeah, altogether. Don't run at all for anything.
Exactly.
Just go
except
home.
The bathroom.
Right. You know, this story came out this week. That there is a pharmacy of sorts, because it's run out of a what looks to be like a two-story house in a suburb of Washington, D.C., but they provide the drugs to members of Congress.
Ah!
Prescription drugs, presumably only.
That's right. And what is the main drug for the main symptom that they deliver?
The number one drug that they deliver are drugs that are used to treat Alzheimer's disease.
So we've got people who cannot remember squat.
And, you know,
running the country.
And just look at them. I mean, she's been there way too long. The same thing on the other side of the aisle with Dianne Feinstein.
And John McCain.
And McCain, now, he said that this is going to be his last term, and it looks as though God may make sure of that.
Harsh.
Feinstein, she's running for the Senate in California. She's already 84. If she wins, she'll be 91 at the end of that term. I mean, this is not what the founding fathers, I believe, had in mind when they set up our form of government, where you would have these permanent members of Congress.
It wasn't designed that way at all. They were supposed to come there, serve their time, and go back to their farms or their businesses and continue to work.
As a matter of fact, in the Senate, they were originally chosen by the governors of the states, not even by...
For the Senate. The House was chosen by the people.
Exactly.
And the president was chosen by the...
Electoral College.
Thank you. Now, how old was Senator Byrd when he passed?
He was 93. I was going to say he was in his 90s, yeah.
93. Have you noticed the people that really hang on in there are all Democrats?
Well, you had Strom Thurmond. Now, he started out as a Democrat.
He started out as a Democrat.
But he turned Republican, and that kept him in that seat. I mean, he was in that seat for like 45, 50 years.
He locked in his rate.
I guess he did. But that's the problem is at some point, you know, they can't be doing their job effectively, and you got to have some new blood in there. And it goes for both sides of the aisle. I mean, you look on the other side, you got Nancy Pelosi, Feinstein, Chuck Schumer's no spring chicken, right?
No, but I'm sure he's got Alzheimer's the way he has.
Well, somebody up there does, and they're being treated for it.
Not somebody, a bunch of them.
Yeah. A lot of Ric Flairs and Mae Youngs in politics right now.
That's right. But they, and by the way, there is, I believe it's ESPN is doing a 30-30. I saw something where there's a special coming out about Ric Flair.
I vaguely heard of that, too.
Yeah, it's about his career, his life, his career. And
an amazing one.
And about where he's at now. And it's not going to be a pretty adoring picture of him. At the end, they depict his wrestling career as he put it, or I take it back, I think Triple H puts it, I saw a preview of this, as an addiction.
He didn't ever want to let it go. He loved it too much.
He loved the lifestyle. Mm. And the lifestyle, you know, took him through several marriages. So he is anyway. That's coming up, and we'll find out more about that. But the situation in Congress is, you know, it was interesting because just a week ago we were talking about the Corker remark about the adult daycare in the White House.
Yep.
We were joking around, and even Eva was joking around, you know, with us that it's the adult daycare in the House. In Congress, and turned out, the literal verification of it. That's why we say, folks, we are the voice to be reckoned with. We are indeed Titans of Talk Radio, and we are going to take a break. How sweet it is. The American Adversaries will be right back.
Nearly everyone loves Italian food. But those people who love true, authentic Italian go to Cafe Positano. It's because owner and chef Pasquale Barba offers home-cooked food from his hometown, Positano, Italy. He is Italian. Local fresh items are combined with rare ingredients imported only from Italy, along with generations-old family recipes. Whether it's pizza or those delicious daily specials, taste for yourself. At Cafe Positano, 4 miles west of I-4 on 436. or 07-774-8080. The most authentic Italian food in Central Florida.
Business owners, this is for you. Competition is tough these days, so you need maximum visibility to stand out in this crowded landscape. And Dino Rento Studios can give you that visibility. Their eye-catching signs, 3D displays, banners, bumper stickers, and car magnets will get your business the attention you're looking for. Dino will also make your convention display the talk of the event. So call Dino Rento Studios at 800-704-7089, 800-704-7089, or visit them at DinoRentosStudios.com. Dino, R-E-N-T-O-S, Studios.com, where they bring ideas to life.
By the way, speaking of new blood in politics, the wrestler formerly known as Kane,
Glenn Jacobs,
is running for, he's running for mayor, right?
Yeah, mayor of some county or town in Tennessee.
Tennessee, that's right. And he's running as a Republican, a staunch conservative, and I bet he's a Trumpster. A Trumplican, as we call ourselves. All right, so you support him if you are living in Tennessee, even if you're not. All right, welcome back to the show. 407-774-8255 is the number. And we're talking about this war of sorts, as Steve Bannon has called it, a season of war against the elites of both sides of the aisle. And it is his full intent to help President Trump in every way that he can, from a distance, if you will. And by the way, he was quoted in this Vanity Fair article, and this is where a lot of the reporting came from originally, that the president is losing it. He hates the environment that General John Kelly has created at the White House. He feels isolated. He's having anger fits and flying off the handle and this and
Vanity Fair has about as much credibility as the Inquirer. I mean,
well, no. The Inquirer has been right on a few things.
Okay.
And by the way, so has Vanity Fair. To be fair to Vanity Fair. All right. But oftentimes you find the facts in the articles that they are spinning in a different direction.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, the article that was about the, and this came out in, what was it, March or May? I remember going over the article in depth one day on the show. It was about Russian collusion and the dossier.
Oh.
And they explained how the dossier and Fusion GPS and Glenn Simpson, I mean, it was really a revelatory article, as they were trying to make the case that the dossier proved that Donald Trump is unfit for office and all this other business, which this article that just came out continues that storyline. But in this article, they quoted Steve Bannon as, and unlike that article on Russian collusion, I haven't seen much in this article that is worth giving any credibility to.
Credence to it.
Credence, yeah. Exactly. Thank you. He says that Steve Bannon was quoted as saying that President Trump only has a 30% chance of even finishing his first term in office, much less getting reelected. Steve Bannon addressed that yesterday at the Value Voters Summit when he said not only is Donald Trump going to be reelected, but get this and write this down, he's going to be elected with more than 400 electoral college votes. That would be an overwhelming landslide. We haven't seen that since Reagan beat, I don't even think George Bush beat Dukakis was that big, but we haven't seen that since Reagan beat Mondale, that big of an electoral college landslide. So I mean, because you're only talking 400 and, what is it, you need 270, so that's, I guess, a little over 500. But the point is, that would be a massive landslide and contradicts, once again, the storyline, the scripted storyline in the media, that Trump is losing his base of support and using Steve Bannon as a gauge of sorts to represent that. Bannon made it very clear yesterday that he's still all on board with Trump, that he is going to be doing everything that he can to get Trump more help, and that Trump, regardless, is going to win massively re-election. And I think he's right. I think he's right because Trump is a man who gets results. This is why he got elected in the first place. He understands this. We understood it here on the show from the get-go. And he is determined to produce results. And he is doing so. Even without congressional support, he is producing some pretty doggone good results. And with just a little bit of congressional support, those results are going to be magnified. And it's going to be very difficult for the media and the left to hide them. Although they will try, it will be, and partly because of Trump's nature. He'll be out there tweeting, he'll be in their face.
He's all in.
He's all in, and he's all about fighting for what he
believes in. Right.
Right. And he's constantly out there blowing his own horn, which he's...
It's all part of MAGA.
Exactly. Like when he spoke this week in right outside Harrisburg in the suburb there, to the truckers. He, as Mike McBath pointed out on the show, he starts his speech by reviewing his accomplishments so far. Some of the things that we have done, as he puts it. Not he has done, but that we have done so far to make America great again. It's part pep talk, and that is part of being the president of the United States and having the bully pulpit. And we hated it when Barack Obama did it to his side, so you can imagine how much the left hates it now that Trump is doing it to our side. But at least with Trump, it's more authentic and genuine and less of a sermon.
Yeah, we're not being lectured.
Right, exactly. And then, of course, the president is well aware of the magnitude of the problems that we have. And so he is determined to, as Rex Tillerson put it, sort of prod things along in his own way in order to get results. And results, indeed, he is getting. And by the way, his approval numbers are considerably higher than what the media would have you believe. And I don't think any question that if the election were held again this year, as last year, it would be an even bigger win for President Trump. That being said, Hillary is still out there running her mouth, and she had the audacity, and we've heard this is another sort of the liberal line about Harry Weinstein. Or is it, why do people call him Weinstein? Why don't they call him Weinstein? Do you know?
Preference of pronunciation?
I guess. Maybe. I guess that's what he calls himself. So that's why everybody calls him that. But I never called Albert Einstein Einstein. And you spell it the same way, except with a W. So anyway, she has to weigh in. Of course, she was asked Wednesday, finally, on CNN in an interview. And her response was, I was shocked and aghast and disgusted by this behavior. And then she has gone on to say in other interviews that, and oh, by the way, we have put misogynist and all this business in the White House. And, of course, the response...
The reaction is going to be huge.
Well, it just goes to show you how stupid the woman is. Her husband was a molester,
a rapist.
He was every bit of Harvey, and he was in the White House, and she covered up for him. But, and she's out there. The hypocrisy is so much on display.
Hold on. Because she was asked that on an interview.
I believe it was the BBC.
And you know what she said?
Tell us.
That was in the past.
Right.
All right. So what happened to everybody else?
Yeah, I guess her trashing those women was in the past.
In the past, because now every woman needs to be believed.
You know, the next question, if I were interviewing her or somebody that was on the ball, they would have said, well, then, are you going to reach out now to Paula Jones, Juanita Broderick, and Kathleen Willey and apologize for your husband's behavior in the past?
You know that ain't going to happen. We all know that.
Well, see, once again, this
I mean, even this radio station knows that, because remember, you go to the bathroom and it says the trash is located under the sink. Only thing is, Hillary's been let loose because they were putting Harvey Weinstein there.
Yeah, well, the trap for her, of course, is that she has to condemn the behavior, but she's married to a lech who's guilty of the same type of behavior, who she's been defending all of her life.
Who has been flying on a plane with this other pervert.
I know, but see, this is the beauty of it. You know, she can't, she's compelled to get out there and weigh in on it, and yet here she is, who sleeps, or
doesn't,
at least share a house, with the worst of the worst. And so it puts it on display. And believe me, the millennials are not that stupid. They're watching this, too, and they are seeing this. Mm-hmm. This is not good for Hillary.
No.
It's not good for the Democrats.
Not good for the narrative.
But we love it here.
We sure do.
But you know, it's good for our souls and our spirit, because the woman is, she's sleeping in the bed she made for herself, right? No pun intended. We'll be right back. No pun intended. We'll be right back with more of the American Adversary Sunday evening 3-hour classic tour.
With SRN News, I'm Gordon Griffin. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson has ducked, danced, and sidestepped the question of whether he truly called President Donald Trump a moron. Tillerson is dismissing the brouhaha as the petty stuff of Washington. Though the questions keep coming, Tillerson insists that they aren't hindering his mission as the nation's top diplomat. The United States condemning in the strongest terms the deadliest single attack in Somalia's history. The State Department statement expresses condolences the victims and wishes a quick recovery for the injured. Saturday's truck bombing in Mogadishu killed at least 231 people. Another 275 people are hurt. The U.S. calls the attack senseless and cowardly. It says that it will stand with Somalia in its fight against extremism. More details at srnnews.com.
For most Floridians, our home is our biggest investment. If you are shopping for a new home, vacation home, investment property, want to remodel your home, or need to refinance your existing home loan, you need the very best mortgage professionals working for you to make your American dream come true. I'm Mariah Lee with Patriot Home Funding. And regardless of your mortgage needs, Patriot Home Funding has just the right loan for you. All of our loan products offer the lowest possible fixed rates. We don't charge annoying and expensive junk fees, and you get the very best service and care from me and the rest of our experienced all-star team. Contact us today for a quick, easy, and free pre-qualification. You can call us at 877-377-8123 or visit us on the web at myphf.com. At Patriot Home Funding, we finance the American dream.
Patriot Home Funding is a licensed mortgage broker in the state of Florida. NMLS 171699 and is an equal housing lender.
Hi, I'm Mick Dolan. Does your kitchen or bathroom need a makeover? And do you need it done on time and on budget?
One-to-One Kitchen and Bath can help you from start to finish with free design service. You can see a 3D model before you buy.
If you just need cabinets, countertops, or flooring, then One-to-One Kitchen and Bath's got you covered. Always on time with the highest quality products and their low price guarantee.
One-to-One Kitchen and Bath, 1781 Fairbanks Avenue, Winter Park. Online at the number 1TO1Cabinets.com. One-to-One Kitchen and Bath.
Mattress stores are all crazy, and they're all the same. They try to force you to buy a new mattress every 8 years. Why? Would you buy a car that you couldn't maintain? Instead of repairing it or even changing the tires, you have to replace it? Of course not. That's crazy. But that's what happens when you go to any mattress store, because all national brand mattresses are sewn or glued shut, impossible to alter after purchase. If mattress is in the name, expect the same. A major purchase you can't maintain. And that's crazy. So visit Relax and Comfort, where you'll find Sane Sleep Systems. See how you and your partner can enjoy your own firmness with the same mattress and how you can change them at any time. With stores in Winter Park, Windermere, and Sanford, you're just minutes away from perfect sleep at Relax and Comfort. Learn more at relaxandcomfort.com or call 407-544-3401.
Attention all Central Florida pastors. How would you like to win a trip for two to Israel?
Are you ready to praise the Lord?
Then join us for Central Florida's biggest pastor appreciation event of the year. The 2017 Pastors Appreciation Lunch, October 26th at the Rosen Plaza on I-Drive. Yes, we're giving away a trip for two to Israel. The trip of a lifetime from Genesis Tours. Plus, national speaker and host of Know the Truth, Pastor Philip DeCourcy, will deliver his message of encouragement and strength for pastors. Stroll our huge ministry expo. Enjoy a delicious lunch. We'll come together with the Appreciation Lunch Praise Band, fellowship with other pastors, and it's all absolutely free. Just our way of saying thank you to area pastors for your leadership in the kingdom. Pre-register now at theanswerorlando.com, theanswerorlando.com. And if you're not a pastor, please pass the word along to a pastor you know. We want to see him at the 2017 Pastors Appreciation Lunch, October 26th at the Rosen Plaza on I-Drive. From the station that loves our pastors, FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer. Pastors, don't miss it.
Ho! Hey, folks, this is pro wrestler and WWE Hall of Famer Hacksaw Jim Duggan, and I listen to the American Adversaries. Tough guy!
Welcome back to the show. All right, that is our good friend Hacksaw Jim Duggan, who I believe is going to be in town Labor Day week. Not Labor Day, I mean Veterans Day weekend.
That's better.
Yeah, Jason Aldean was supposed to be playing a concert. I presume it's all still on. It's going to be at the fairgrounds. We'll get more details and bring you up to speed on that.
Great man to talk to, though.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, welcome back to the show. That is Lucas Paris, along with Aubrey Kahn and myself, Christopher Hart. Jeff Sinis is on the bridge, 407-774-8255. Thanks for joining us. We're halfway into our Sunday evening three-hour classic tour. And don't forget, we got the Divas coming up in the next hour. I want to change the subject matter for a few minutes here to talk about this 1 October event, which happened, is it three weeks ago now, right?
Three, yep.
Yeah. We know about as much now about it as we did back then. And it's because we've been getting conflicting reports. And it's gotten even more bizarre. Over the weekend, this fella Campos, who was the, he was a security guard, let me back up a second. This came out Thursday. This was before the Friday press conference, which sort of muddled things up even more. A fellow by the name of Stephen Shuck, spelled S-C-H-U-C-K, Stephen Shuck told NBC News that he was checking out the alarm for a jammed fire door on the 32nd floor of the Mandalay when he heard gunshots. And then it was he who saw the maintenance guy, who was Campos. What's his first name? Jesus Campos. Okay. Jesus Campos was a security guard. Stephen Shuck was the maintenance worker. They both ended up on the 32nd floor of the Mandalay when the shooting was first starting. And Shuck says that, he says, and I quote now, "As soon as I started to go to a door to my left, the rounds started coming down the hallway. I could feel them pass right behind my head. It was kind of relentless, so I called over the radio what was going on, As soon as the shooting stopped and we made our way down the hallway and took cover again, and then the shooting started again. In other words, it was so loud in there, he couldn't be heard over the radio. He had to wait until the shooting stopped before he could report what was going on, and then the shooting started again. Meanwhile, Jesus Campos was the only one who had been quoted up till now as being in. Had you heard that there were two Mandalay employees up there?
No.
Well, now evidently there were. And Campos was the one who was shot. And he was supposed to be on Hannity Friday night. So he calls in evidently and said, and cancels the interview and then goes missing, quote unquote.
Mm.
And journalists were looking for him. A woman by the name of is Laura Loomer, I believe is her name. She is a she used to work for Project Veritas, but she was the reporter. If you remember, a few weeks ago when Hillary started her book tour and a reporter showed up and started asking
her
questions,
right.
That was her. Okay, she evidently is based in Las Vegas or has been spending time there. She went to the guy's house. And a woman answered the door, but wouldn't say anything and had to go and shut the door in their faces. Well, so the search was on for Jesus Campos. And there were some reports he had been arrested, and then there were other reports that he was just disappeared. He has evidently turned up in, I think it was Arizona, in like a rehab place. I don't think he was there with Harvey, but it was... It's as I said, this happened like 3 weeks ago, and it's only gotten more mysterious since then. No answers, only more and more questions, and more conflicting reports. And then finally, the group who has all along claimed responsibility has tripled down to say once again, I'm talking about the Islamic State, has once again said that this was their operation, and it indicates, as we were saying, a very troubling thing, if true, that they have achieved a level of radicalization where they're not just radicalizing your typical radicalizable young, angry Muslim male, okay? That this was a white guy, for one, old, for two, rich, for three, evidently nothing really, you know, to really be upset about in life. And he was living the life of a swinging bachelor, gambling all the time, hookers all the time, whatever he wanted. When he wanted to go somewhere, he could go. I mean,
he was in relationship with a woman
from the
Philippines who have very strong Muslim ties.
Yeah, they have all kinds of Muslim groups down there who a year or two ago all aligned themselves with the Islamic State.
So we are
being told scant little, and what little we are being told, it seems, is going to be changed at the next press conference or two. I don't know. I did not see the end of the press conference the other day to know when they are now proposing another press conference. But as soon as it does happen, we will certainly watch it. And by the way, and we brought this up too, this is on top of what Antifa and other groups like them have been up to. And it is November the 4th is the date. You've heard us start to talk about this before. We'll talk about it more as the
date gets closer.
Exactly. November 4th has been designated the date by Antifa, Black Lives Matter, Organize for America. Organize for America, by the way, we've told you about this group months ago. Organize for America is Barack Obama's underground network. And these people are not to be taken lightly, because they are the ones who were primarily responsible for both of his presidential victories. These are people who hold parties similar to a Tupperware party or a lingerie party in their homes, only they're not selling plastic or underwear. They're selling propaganda, ideology, and the overthrow of the United States.
And they're also infiltrated right through government.
Exactly.
The CIA, the FBI, etc.
Right.
So they're a dangerous group, and they need to be reckoned with.
Charles Krauthammer, we put this up on our Facebook page today, along with the depiction of the Obama library as we got from Aubrey Goff. You got to see it. But this article by Krauthammer spells it all out. What we've been telling you about months ago, once again, we're the voice to be reckoned with. We're the ones out there first, usually. And here's Charles Krauthammer, the brilliant Charles Krauthammer. Okay, well, some people are a little slower than others, I guess. But the bottom line is these people are starting November 4th. They are going to start the resistance movement en masse around the country with the goal to bring chaos to the United States such that people will demand the end of the Trump administration. Right. The overthrow of the government, in other words. Right. And they're not hiding this. They're not being shy about it. As a matter of fact, it is a call to action for all of the people who think and believe and are motivated like them. But November the 4th, I'm calling it the beginning. I don't know what they've officially called it, but November 4th is the beginning of this. And they are going to want to make life miserable through the holiday season and on into next year and the election year. And believe me, they are going to make life miserable if we let them. And I don't mean let them in the sense that we're going to get out there, you know, and fight them and stop them physically. But I mean let them in the sense that they throw us off our game or take our eye off the ball and our support away from this president. And I'm just telling you, it's like I warned you in the campaign, you know, it's going to get ugly and just got to be ready for it and don't let it faze you, because the only thing that'll bring this president down is us deserting him. And we ain't going to do it, not around here, because the nation is at stake. And as I said before he got elected, if we have to put him on our shoulders and forcibly carry him against his will across the finish line, we'll do it. And if we have to do it now, we'll do it. Because the fate of this nation is in our hands, just like it was last November 8th. Well, we came up big on the 8th, and we can do it again, and we will. All right, we will now take another break and come back and continue the conversation. November the 4th, the beginning of the chaos. Uh-huh. All right, you're listening to the American Adversaries. We are not chaos. We are the voice to be reckoned with. Titans of Talk Radio. Once again, please check out our Facebook page. A lot of great stuff, brand new all the time. We'll be right back.
Say the joker to the thief.
Hi, I'm Mick Dolan. Does your kitchen or bathroom need a makeover? And do you need it done on time and on budget?
One-to-One Kitchen and Bath can help you from start to finish with free design service. You can see a 3D model before you buy.
If you just need cabinets, countertops, or flooring, then One-to-One Kitchen and Bath's got you covered. Always on time with the highest quality products and their low price guarantee.
One-to-One Kitchen and Bath, 1781 Fairbanks Avenue, Winter Park. Online at the number 1TL1Cabinets.com. One-to-One Kitchen and Bath.
Ladies and gentlemen, we all know that one of the biggest investments we'll make in life is the house we choose to make our home. So why make this investment without knowing exactly what you're getting into? That's where Aubrey Kahn of Firm Foundation Home Inspections comes in. He'll make sure that excitement over the purchase of a house or rental property or commercial property doesn't turn into a nightmare after you take the keys. To get the most thorough and complete inspection, go to OrlandosHomeInspector.com or just call Aubrey Kahn at 321-624-0254. Don't roll the dice on your home purchase. Remember, call Aubrey Kahn at 321-624-0254.
Mattress stores are all crazy, and they're all the same. They try to force you to buy a new mattress every 8 years. Why? Would you buy a car that you couldn't maintain? Instead of repairing it or even changing the tires, you have to replace it? Of course not. That's crazy. But that's what happens when you go to any mattress store, because all national brand mattresses are sewn or glued shut. Impossible to alter after purchase. If mattress is in the name, expect the same. A major purchase you can't maintain. And that's crazy. So visit Relax and Comfort, where you'll find sane sleep systems. See how you and your partner can enjoy your own firmness with the same mattress and how you can change them at any time. With stores in Winter Park, Windermere, and Sanford, you're just minutes away from perfect sleep at Relax and Comfort. Learn more at relaxandcomfort.com or call 407-544-3401.
Welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen, where Aubrey Kahn is in the studio with me, and he's not only a lover, but he is a dancer, too. All right, welcome back.
Dancer with two left feet.
All right, I'm Christopher Hart. 407-774-8255 is the number. Helter Skelter, of course, chaos is what that means, is what the left is all about, and they are going to set about to bring it about in our great nation starting November 4th. And starting with some quote-unquote mass protests around the country. And it's no coincidence, of course, that that's right before Veterans Day, because these people are all about getting in people's faces and disrespect. Just look at the NFL. Don't know about today's ratings, but the ratings for both last weekend, Monday and Thursday, all down. And ticket sales as well. And the NFL is feeling the pinch. But it doesn't matter to the people on the left that they are hurting the very league that they are using to piggyback on with for their cause. And so it is no question that they are more than willing to damage the nation and any sort of cohesiveness that we have as a culture of society in order to, in their mind, improve it. Once again, be prepared that as this starts, they have a long-term plan that's just going to begin on November the 4th, and their goal is to make more and more chaos out there. And we'll see how successful they are. We'll see how much stamina they have, because this president is not going to be cowed. And I don't think that his supporters are in the mood to be cowed either. I know I'm not. You know, that's why we play. Started playing that Twisted Sister tune. Ain't going to take it anymore. You know, we're not going to take this high-browed bullying by a bunch of progressive know-it-alls. And just isn't going to happen. And that's what this is going to be. This is going to be a form of bullying where they feel like they get out there and they scream loud enough and stomp their feet hard enough and break enough glass and set enough fires that we're going to somehow roll over and say, okay, have your way. That's just not going to happen. It may also escalate into some shooting-type violence. This is why I brought this up in conjunction with whatever happened three Sundays ago in Las Vegas. Certainly what we now know, and the report came out this week about the shooter in Virginia there that shot Congressman Scalise and the others on the baseball field. And that it was indeed an act of domestic terrorism perpetrated by a Bernie Sanders supporter who hated that Donald Trump had been elected president of the United States, and he was specifically going after Republican members of Congress because they were on Trump's side. And I guarantee you, if the fool could have got close enough to President Trump,
he would have assassinated Trump.
He certainly would have tried. I guarantee you. So don't, you know, it's not beyond the realm of possibility that this is going to be part of their helter-skelter. And it's not beyond the realm of possibility that it started on 1 October. Let's go to the phone lines. JJ is up to next tonight. Hey, JJ, how you doing? Thank you for calling.
Hey, good, guys. How are y'all?
Excellent. Thanks.
Good, good. Well, I just wanted to say I've read quite a bit about this thing that they're planning, and it's more than just glass and burning down. They're like calling for open season on white people, even though Antifa is 90% white.
Yeah.
It's like they hate themselves, and they're trying to prove how prejudiced they are toward black people by killing white people.
Right. Yes, it does, as a matter of fact. That's what Carl Jackson calls white guilt.
White guilt,
yeah,
right.
Exactly. And
false atonement.
Exactly. Right,
for
right.
The sins of a century before last when none of us were alive. But
right.
Anyway, yeah. I got to dredge all that up. But I wanted to say about the Jason Aldean thing.
Mm-hmm.
I read this. I don't know if it's true, but that he was asked to sing the national anthem at an event for survivors in Vegas. It was 2 weeks ago this happened, the whole shooting. But I think last week he was asked to sing the national anthem, and he said he was too shook up and he didn't think he could perform live, and then went the same night that took place and performed on Saturday Night Live. And so they're telling him not to come back to Vegas.
Really?
I'm so mad at him.
Well, I was not aware of that. I did know that he did the performance
kind of felt
on.
Like he gave a lame BS. Oh, I'm too shook up. And then he's not. You know, I mean, you know, I mean.
Yeah,
I know
we'll have to look into that. I don't know. Yeah, I do know that he sang on Saturday Night Live and that he sang old Tom Petty tunes.
Right.
But I did not know that. But I did kind of, you know, was wondering why he was on Saturday Night Live, to be honest with you. I mean,
soon.
Well, not only that, why be on that show at all?
Well, he's an opportunist, and that's how I see it, because
I guess
I think he was just worried about career advancement, and they said they turned down his offer. He turned him down, and he was stressed out.
I guess he needs a new publicist or some manager or something, because I'd have had him singing the national anthem and telling Saturday Night Live to go take a flying leap.
I know.
Yeah.
So, it's on YouTube. You can check it out.
Okay, we will. We will. Thanks. Appreciate it. Thank you, JJ.
Guys.
All right. Yep.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And now we'll go to Bo. Thank you for calling tonight, Bo. How you doing? Okay, now, Bo, you're going to have to turn your radio,
turn the radio down.
All right, you there?
Hello?
Okay, Bo, go ahead.
Yeah, this is military Bo right now. And what you were talking about a few moments ago in November coming up,
yep.
I got news for those liberal leftists. If the stuff ever hits the fan, they're going to turn to the military to save their hind ends. And then, when it's all said and done, it's all over, they'll try to figure out some way to crucify the military in their own little liberal democratic ways.
Oh, yeah.
That's all Bo has to say tonight. And I'm sick of these people. And I'm sick of them like you'll never believe. And I'm not the only one. Great show, guys.
All right. Thank you, Bo. We appreciate you listening out there and appreciate your points. And I understand that we're sick of them, and you know that's part of it. But that's why we're here, to deal with all this, because the main thing we can do is expose them, shine light on them, and their purpose and what they're up to. Indeed, I think you're right. You're both right. JJ is right that they're calling for all out war. This is not messing around stuff. They really want to push this to the brink where, as Bo chimed in. The military has to be called in. And then, of course, when the military is called in to restore order, they will become the villains because they will be the ones there, you know, suppressing the violence. And the violence will be sold as freedom of speech or some such nonsense. So, yeah, this is why, you know, we're beginning to prepare you folks for it now, and we'll help see it through. But this is what we're up against. And we knew it wasn't going to be easy. As soon as the president got elected, I said, and even before, I said, just remember, the election is the easy part. The hard part comes next. Well, we're now at next. We have come to next. And it's not going to be easy, but we're going to have to stick this thing out. And we're going to have to take that anger and frustration, as was expressed so effectively by Bo, and channel that into hanging on to our nation, supporting our president, supporting our military, supporting the people in blue, and hanging in and being tough and supporting one another primarily. So we'll be here to fight it, just like we were here to fight through the campaign, and I expect the same results. We're going to come out on the other side victorious, and it's going to be a great victory because of the nature of the challenge and of the nature of the foe and of the nature of their motivation. We will defeat them, and it will be a joy to behold and a joy to be a part of. All right. We got to take another break, and we got another hour to go, and we certainly hope you'll be a part of that with us. We got the Divas coming on. We're going to talk about the fires in California, not only the ones in Northern California, but the ones in Hollywood, you might say, with Sunny, our gorgeous lady of wrestling. And then we got our own diva, Kathy Santomassino, who's got a whole bunch of psycho stories for us tonight. That's Sunday's Odd Stories. All in the next hour of the show. Please also join the American Adversaries Army. It's easy to do. Just go to our website, AmericanAdversaries.com, and sign up right there. We'll be right back.
In a time when all seemed lost, a voice rose from the wilderness, a voice rooted in our unique form of government, a confident voice filled with hope and inspiration that grows louder and louder while articulating the truth for all to hear. It is the voice to be reckoned with. It is the American Adversaries Radio Show, featuring your host, political scholar and philosopher Christopher Hart, co-host South African-American patriot Aubrey Kahn, News Talk Divas Kathy Santomassino and Patricia Summerlin, and more. Now, sit back and enjoy The American Adversaries.
Take it anymore, and when it starts on November 4th, we're not going to take that nonsense either. Welcome to the American Adversaries Sunday evening 3-hour classic tour, hour number 3. Thanks so very much for being with us on this fine Sunday evening as we do sort of roll over into fall. You can tell by the days getting shorter, but you sure can't tell by the temperature. All right, we're hot and ready to go right here. I am Christopher Hart along with Aubrey Kahn still in the studio. Lucas has departed for the night, but we have in the studio with us, Kathy Santomassino.
Hello.
And don't forget, she does a great job on our Facebook page. Put a bunch of good stuff up there just today.
Yeah, a lot of good cartoons, you guys. Get on there.
We put the funny stuff and the serious stuff. And you got to check it out. Please like us if you do. Tell us why if you don't. Tell us why if you do. Just tell us anything. That's Facebook, American Adversaries. All right. And coming to us live now from California is our gorgeous lady of wrestling, Patricia Sunny Summerlin. How you doing tonight, Sunny?
Hi. How are you guys doing? I'm actually driving a little bit of punch time traffic in Los Angeles. Actually, not quite in L.A. yet.
You're not evacuating. You're not evacuating from the mountains because of the fire, are you?
No, no, no. I'm heading to a cancer event that I do every year with the Glow Girls. It's for pediatric and canine cancer in Hollywood this year. So, yeah, I'm just making my way down there. It's really tragic, the fires, guys. My daughter's boyfriend is on the front line. So.
Oh, that's right. He's a firefighter, right? He's a forest firefighter in particular. And
exactly. He's been there since October 1st, I believe, in the vicinity. And then they moved him a couple weeks to Mendocino. And he said it's really bad. They've never seen anything like it. They can't find the missing. And he said more than likely they're in the rubble. And they tried to stay in their homes. They refused to leave, and they got burned up.
Well, I was going to ask, how can it be that these folks didn't evacuate? So they were allowed, that they decided to stay on their own? In other words, they were warned but decided not to go? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I believe some. He said some people didn't even have time to be warned. That's how fast the fires were moving.
Isn't one of your friends, I forget which one, wrote the book about firestorms?
Exactly, yes. That's Carl.
Carl Lauer, yes. Yeah.
Carl Lauer, he has a book out about the Oklahoma bombing, and we had him on as a guest.
Right, that's right. I got mixed up, but
forgive me, but I forgot his last name right now, but it'll come to me. Anyway, yes. The fires have been, it's incredible, and it's so sad because that's our beautiful view. I don't know if you've been ever to that part of California, but it's amazing. That's our vineyards, Napa Valley, Santa Rosa. That's all Sonoma County. It's flattened, and it's gray and ugly, and there's nothing left, you know. And not to mention, I think there's up to 42 people, I think he said, that have passed away.
That are confirmed. That are confirmed still. Still over 200 missing, although the state officials are saying that they don't expect all of them to be found deceased, but until you find them, you don't really know. But it's astonishing because, as it's described in the book and as I've read elsewhere, in a firestorm, the fire can move as fast as a 70-mile-an-hour wind. And it can be on top of you in no time at all. And it's kind of like a tornado too. I mean, your neighborhood can be burnt up, and the next street over, that neighborhood's still fine. But it's not only the Sonoma, which is in a valley. Isn't Sonoma like a valley?
Well, it's Sonoma County. That is the county where all this is happening.
But I mean, aren't most of the vineyards like in a valley of the mountains, like in a valley? Where the vineyards are? Well, the point I'm trying to get to is, aren't the fires in the mountains as well? Did we lose Sunny, Jeff? She said she was on the road. We might have lost her.
I actually think you're right, Chris. I think they are.
Yeah, because I can't hear anything. If she's there, I don't hear anything.
Yeah,
I believe it's Sonoma.
Sonoma, the wine country, I do believe, is in the valley, yes.
Right, and then you have the mountains, and it goes on up into Northern California there.
They say the wine was actually boiling in the vats.
Is that right?
Yeah.
It was that hot. So it not only might have ruined, obviously, the crop, and by the way, I believe the grapes had already been picked, but obviously, if it was boiling the wine in the vats, that's probably not going to be a very good vintage coming up.
It'll be concentrated.
And by the way, this year has not been a good year for the wine industry. And once again, we're trying to get Sunny back on the line with us here. In France, they've had the smallest wine vintage in 60 years. So this year's vintage is going to be, the wines are going to be rare from France. Okay, Sunny, are you back with us now? We lost you there.
Sorry about that, but we lost communication there going through the mountains. It cuts off here.
Yeah. No, what I was saying is, isn't the fire also in the mountains of Northern California, not just the Sonoma Valley area, but the mountains
as well?
Oh,
yeah. spread everywhere. I mean, it's hard to say right now. They can't even. Here's the thing. We're getting 50 miles per hour winds, and we have had them since this has occurred. I think we had one day break without wind. Today it's windy up there. And so, that's not helping.
The
Santa Ana winds.
A famous firefighter saying is, we can control the fire, but we can't control the wind. So the wind definitely has a dramatic effect on it. And is there any reporting in California as to how the fires got started?
No, and they don't know. The thing he tells us is, because I always ask him, he says, you'll be surprised. We want to blame it on a cigarette. Or, you know, another person, as far as that goes. He goes, usually it's caused by either lightning strike or a muffler backfiring from a vehicle. Simple things like that that he would think would not cause it. Lightning, yeah. But he said it could be just a flicker or flame of whatever, and that's all it takes. You know, it's and also we've had so little humidity. We don't have any. It's the driest time up here. I mean, it's been dry where we're at. It's crazy. Even though we got enough rain in most parts, it doesn't matter. It dried up so quick.
Well,
our vegetation, our grass and everything is dried. It's just beyond dry. So it's not going to take much. We're at a high red alert where I live.
Right. Northern California, though, if I remember correctly, over the last few years, has gotten quite a bit of precipitation and snowfall. But that aside, I've started to see some reports that there is at least speculation out there. And I got to admit, we sort of jokingly speculated about this on the show the other day, and we weren't trying to be funny or anything. But isn't that the part of the state where there's a big marijuana growing crop, growing industry up there?
Yes, the cultivation. In fact, a lot of the cultivators, that went up in flames too.
And there's reporting that perhaps the Mexican drug cartels may have had a hand in starting these fires. I mean, it's a reach, but, you know, their livelihood is threatened by that industry in Northern California.
Yeah. Yeah, that very well could be. I mean, it could be a number of things. I mean, I don't even put it past terrorism.
Yeah.
Because, again, that's a money factor for us.
You're right.
California is our home.
You know, you're absolutely right. The terrorist Islamic State, they have named that as one of their tactics, forest fires in the United States. Yeah. So certainly we need to obviously we're concerned about California and hold those folks in our prayers, but we also need to be concerned that this may not be a lightning strike, or as your daughter's boyfriend was talking about, it could very well be. But it's not just one fire. I mean, these are a number of fires, and they're very intense, and obviously with the wind, very difficult to extinguish. But once again, we'll keep everyone in our prayers. Meanwhile, you're heading into Los Angeles, and Los Angeles and Hollywood is experiencing a bit of a fire of its own with Harvey Weinstein. The Academy of Motion Pictures has kicked him out, and what was sort of surprising is he's the first person to ever be kicked out of the Academy. Were you aware of that? And just go ahead.
Yes, I am, and I've seen the Twitters from Susan Blakely and many of the other actresses had posted that. So I'm not surprised. Due to Cosby, I don't think we're messing around anymore with this. And, again, like I said, the guy's a creep, and I'm glad he got caught. You know, it's one thing that to admit it and say he's going to get help, but I don't think he's coming back. I just had a debate with somebody, and he's telling me, oh, yeah, they'll let him back in. I said, I don't think so. Because if they do that, that means that's okay that the next director can do that and get by with it. And I don't think this is going to happen like that anymore, because guess what? Women are standing up. Women are finally saying something. And I was one of them. So, and mine was 25 years ago.
Right.
So, you know, I still will always know and feel that, because I knew this person. This is my own manager. looked like a Harvey Weinstein, by the way, bigger guy. But you know what? It doesn't matter, and it doesn't make it right. And I'm glad. I am glad they're booting him. And I'm glad his wife's leaving him. She should take all the money.
Yeah, she sure should. She's definitely going to get the kids. You know, but this, you know, and this is a big problem for Hollywood because they have been these sort of moral arbiters about Donald Trump and everything, telling us what a scoundrel he is. And yet now not only do we find out that Weinstein was acting the way he was, but that people in Hollywood knew about it and didn't say anything about it. Not just men and stuff like Jane Fonda. Admitted this week that she knew for at least a year and didn't say anything about it.
But she says she was terrified to say anything.
Yeah. It wasn't her point. Yeah, it wasn't her that had it happened, and she felt that it wasn't her time to come forward because it didn't happen to her.
Well, those are fine excuses. Those are fine excuses, let me say. But, I mean, it flies in the face of their complaints about Trump and Cosby and people other than Bill Clinton and big liberals. I mean, don't try to make excuses that you didn't say something about Weinstein when you were out there mouthing off about Donald Trump. And she had other than that bus video where he talked about grabbing women's hoo-haws, there is nothing comparable to Weinstein. And yet she sat silent. So not only is he in trouble, but I think a lot of other people around Hollywood may be in trouble. Did we lose her?
Well, that just proves that Hollywood is a lie, and they'll snowball people just to stay in the business. You got to do whatever you got to do. And in that right, they all did what they had to do because they felt their job was on the line, or their pay scale, or their acceptance in a movie. They may lose if they come forward and say something about this guy. So what it took was finally one person again, I guess, to do this.
Well,
but it's amazing, that all these people all of a sudden are coming out. It's like, wow. Again, it's like Crosby. Is it real?
Yeah.
You know, who knows?
Well, I think it's even worse in this case because Cosby was kind of doing what he was doing on his own. I mean, he had somebody helping him, getting him drugs and stuff, I guess. But in the case of Weinstein, he had all kinds of people. You said finally somebody came forward. People were coming forward all during these decades. I mean,
he was paying him off.
He was paying him off, and somebody kept the law away from him. The New York police wanted to arrest him, and none of it ever happened.
Well, apparently, the company that he founded with his brother knew all along this was going on. If that's the case, they would be held negligent.
Well, let's just say they must have known something because in his contract, it has a provision covering sexual harassment allegations.
Correct.
Saying and by the way, he's going to fight him in court on this, that the company can't just up and fire him for these allegations. That there's a whole arbitration process to go through to guarantee that he isn't mistreated.
And again, I can't emphasize the importance of the company being held liable because they were
complicit
with Harvey as far as doing this, and they could be also sued along with him as an individual.
No doubt they will. Johnny, final thoughts?
Yeah, just as like a accomplice. You know, they were. Mm-hmm. If they are known of this, they should be held accountable. And, you know, his brother is talking so much bad stuff about him just to make himself sound good, but he's fully aware because they are partners in the business, and now he's like,
Uh-oh, I think we just lost her. Okay, all right, you're fading out on us. We're going to let you go, but, you know, that's what I'm talking about, accountability, not just for Weinstein and his company, but for the likes of Jane Fonda, Ben Affleck, and Matt Damon, others who knew what he was doing and yet enabled him to continue doing it. You travel safely, and God bless you, and thank you for doing everything that you're doing to raise money for great causes. All right.
Thank you, guys, and God bless. Have a wonderful week.
You too. All right. Well, once again, we're praying for Californians who are being devastated by these fires. We'll take a break and come right back, And it's time, if we haven't been talking about things strange enough already, well, we got some stuff even more strange for you. It's time for Sunday's Odd Stories with Kathy Santomassimo coming up next.
Nearly everyone loves Italian food, but those people who love true, authentic Italian go to Cafe Positano. It's because owner and chef Pasquale Barba offers home-cooked food from his hometown, Positano, Italy. He is Italian. Local fresh items are combined with rare ingredients imported only from Italy, along with generations-old family recipes. Whether it's pizza or those delicious daily specials, taste for yourself at Cafe Positano, 4 miles west of I-4 on 436. 407-774-8080, the most authentic Italian food in Central Florida.
Business owners, this is for you. Competition is tough these days, so you need maximum visibility to stand out in this crowded landscape. And Dino Rento Studios can give you that visibility. Their eye-catching signs, 3D displays, banners, bumper stickers, and car magnets will get your business the attention you're looking for. Dino will also make your convention display the talk of the event. So call Dino Rento Studios at 800-704-7089, 800-704-7089, or visit them at DinoRentosStudios.com, DinoRentosStudios.com, where they bring ideas to life.
This is the orchestral version of Psycho. Welcome back to the show. All right, 407-774-8255 is the number. Don't forget, Mark Walters comes up next with Armed American Radio. In the meantime, it is time for Kathy Santomassimo's Odd Stories.
I always get that crazy music before my segment. But anyway, well, we all know last Friday was Friday the 13th. For some, an unlucky day.
My dad's birthday.
Oh, well, happy birthday.
Yep.
But for some, an unlucky day. But for one guy in New York, it was the luckiest day of his life. Everyone has that spot in their house or car where they let the mail and receipts pile up. I know I do. But for 68-year-old Jimmy Smith, it was an old shirt hanging in his closet. Stuffed in his pockets was a stack of unchecked lottery tickets. I always told myself I'd check them when I have the time, the New Jersey man said. It's a good thing he did, because he had waited. If he had waited 2 days longer, he'd have lost out on $24.1 million.
Ooh.
Check your pockets and check your glove box. More than a year ago, Smith bought a ticket to the New York Lotto. The winning numbers for the May 25th, 2016 drawing were 5, 12, 13, 22, 25, and 35. The New York Gaming Commission knew the winning ticket worth $24.1 million was sold at a bodega in New York City, but it didn't know who bought the ticket. Winners have a year to claim the prize, and that expiration day was quickly approaching. So earlier this year, the New York Lottery started to get the word out. Smith, a retired security officer, caught a news story about the search for the mystery winner. That inspired him to check his old tickets. He went up to the closet where the old shirt hung. When the numbers matched up, he stood there for a minute thinking, "Do I see what I think I see?" I had to stick my head out the window and breathe in some fresh air, he said. I was in serious doubt. I really had to convince myself this was real. Boy, what a lucky guy. So Friday the 13th for him was probably the best day of his life.
I tell you what, he sure would have been miserable if he'd have found out a couple of days later. What's a bodega?
That's like a little grocery store. You find them in like New York City and areas of New Jersey. They're like a 7-Eleven, but they're usually owned by Hispanic people.
Okay. All right.
You always learn something in my segment, Chris.
Sure do.
Well, a Finnair flight that took off Friday morning might give pause to the superstitious Flight 666 to hell on Friday the 13th. The flight departed at 1:18 p.m. local time from Copenhagen, Denmark, and landed at 3:53 at Finland's Helsinki Vanta Airport, which has a three-letter airport code of HEL. An airline spokesman said Flight 666 has been making the flights to Helsinki for 11 years and 21 of the trips took place on various Fridays the 13th. The airline said the perceived unluckiness of the date, combined with the number 666 and the hell destination, has not appeared to have any effect on passenger numbers for flights. Finnair said the flight marked the final time Flight 666 will make the trip on a Friday the 13th, as a reordering of flight data is causing the flight to be renumbered to 954. From New York, sanitation workers came to the rescue of a man whose fiance accidentally threw her diamond engagement ring in the trash. Ashley Palacio of Manhattan said she places the 3-carat diamond ring in a special tray on her nightstand almost every night. But Monday, she fell asleep with the ring on her finger, and in a sleepy haze, she took it off and placed it next to some candy wrappers. Palacio said she realized later that she had accidentally thrown the ring out with the wrappers. Palacio's fiance, appropriately named Mike Diamond, said he was shocked when she gave him the news. "My first reaction was, are you kidding?" Diamond told WCBS-TV. "I thought she was joking around with me." The couple called the City Department of Sanitation when they discovered to their horror that the trash had already been picked up by the city. Diamond and three others, including Palacio's friend Brittany, put on protective gear Wednesday night and went digging through the truck's load. The truck came in and just dumped over 100 bags just on the floor, and looking at it and throwing up from the smell as well, I thought it was going to be impossible to find, Diamond said. He said it actually took only 15 minutes to find the ring, a stroke of good luck for him. The Department of Sanitation tweeted a photo of the rescued ring. "Diamond in the rough," the department tweeted. "DSNY helped a Manhattan man recover beautiful diamond ring mistakenly tossed out with household trash. Nice work, team." I'd like to know what kind of candy this lady was eating, but I wonder if it was from one of those medical marijuana dispensaries.
Might have been. It rumors has it when the guy found it, he said, "Hey, look, it's right here under this corpse."
Well, from Leon County, a brave detective in Florida wrangled a massive snake spotted along the side of a local roadway. What's so weird about the brave detective is her name is Emily Shaw. Leon County Sheriff's Office shared a video of Detective Shaw wrestling with a 9-foot yellow anaconda. "Our Detective Emily Shaw got an unusual call yesterday, but one she was equipped to handle," the sheriff's office wrote Thursday. Shaw, an experienced exotic snake handler, prodded the anaconda with a large stick before grabbing it by the tail and carefully carrying it into a bag. The sheriff's office speculated the massive snake was likely an exotic pet that escaped from its home or was released. If you own an exotic pet, please be responsible. Make sure their cages are completely secure, and if you decide you no longer want it, do not release it into the wild, the sheriff's office wrote. Instead, contact Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission.
Don't try to flush that anaconda down the toilet. All right, look, we're squeezed for time, so we'll be right back with more of the show.
With SRN News, I'm Gordon Griffin. A bipartisan bid to shield consumers from rising premiums is getting new attention after President Donald Trump's decision to halt federal payments to insurers. Congressional Republicans are divided over that effort, however, and White House Budget Director Mick Mulvaney has suggested that Mr. Trump may oppose any agreement unless he gets something he wants, such as a repeal of Obamacare or funding of President Trump's promised wall on the U.S.-Mexico border. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson is dismissing the brouhaha over whether he called President Donald Trump a moron as the petty stuff of Washington. Though the questions about his relationship with Mr. Trump keep coming, Tillerson insists that they aren't hindering his mission as the nation's top diplomat. Asked about a leading GOP senator's comment about the relationship that you can't publicly, I checked and I'm fully intact. More details at srnnews.com.
For most Floridians, our home is our biggest investment. If you are shopping for a new home, vacation home, investment property, want to remodel your home, or need to refinance your existing home loan, you need the very best mortgage professionals working for you to make your American dream come true. I'm Mariah Lee with Patriot Home Funding. And regardless of your mortgage needs, Patriot Home Funding has just the right loan for you. All of our loan products offer the lowest possible fixed rates. We don't charge annoying and expensive junk fees, and you get the very best service and care from me and the rest of our experienced all-star team. Contact us today for a quick, easy, and free pre-qualification. You can call us at 877-377-8123 or visit us on the web at myphf.com. At Patriot Home Funding, we finance the American dream.
Patriot Home Funding is a licensed mortgage broker in the state of Florida. NMLS 171699 and is an equal housing lender.
Hi, I'm Mick Dolan. Does your kitchen or bathroom need a makeover? And do you need it done on time and on budget?
One-to-One Kitchen and Bath can help you from start to finish with free design service. You can see a 3D model before you buy.
If you just need cabinets, countertops, or flooring, then One-to-One Kitchen and Bath's got you covered. Always on time with the highest quality products and their low price guarantee.
One-to-One Kitchen and Bath, 1781 Fairbanks Avenue, Winter Park. Online at the number 1TO1Cabinets.com. One-to-One Kitchen and Bath.
Mattress stores are all crazy, and they're all the same. They try to force you to buy a new mattress every 8 years. Why? Would you buy a car that you couldn't maintain? Instead of repairing it or even changing the tires, you have to replace it? Of course not. That's crazy. But that's what happens when you go to any mattress store, because all national brand mattresses are sewn or glued shut. Impossible to alter after purchase. If mattress is in the name, expect the same. A major purchase you can't maintain. And that's crazy. So visit Relax and Comfort, where you'll find sane sleep systems. See how you and your partner can enjoy your own firmness with the same mattress and how you can change them at any time. With stores in Winter Park, Windermere, and Sanford, you're just minutes away from perfect sleep at Relax and Comfort. Learn more at relaxandcomfort.com or call 407-544-3401.
Attention all Central Florida pastors. How would you like to win a trip for two to Israel?
Are you ready to praise the Lord?
Then join us for Central Florida's biggest pastor appreciation event of the year. The 2017 Pastors Appreciation Lunch, October 26th at the Rosen Plaza on I-Drive. Yes, we're giving away a trip for two to Israel. The trip of a lifetime from Genesis Tours. Plus, national speaker and host of Know the Truth, Pastor Philip DeCourcy will deliver his message of encouragement and strength for pastors. Stroll our huge ministry expo. Enjoy a delicious lunch. We'll come together with the Appreciation Lunch Praise Band, fellowship with other pastors, and it's all absolutely free. Just our way of saying thank you to area pastors for your leadership in the kingdom. Pre-register now at TheAnswerOrlando.com. TheAnswerOrlando.com. And if you're not a pastor, please pass the word along to a pastor you know. We want to see him at the 2017 Pastors Appreciation Lunch, October 26th at the Rosen Plaza on I-Drive. From the station that loves our pastors, FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer. Pastors, don't miss it.
Hi, everyone. This is Sunny, the California girl from Gorgeous Ladies of Wrestling. We're all champions in the ring, including all the hottest guys on American Adversary. Love ya.
All right. We got the hot divas on in the third hour of the Sunday evening show.
Thank you.
That was Sunny. Aubrey and Kathy Santomassino has got some more odd stories.
I do. Well, customs agents at a Dallas airport said they seized 54 illegal bird nests concealed among personal items in a traveler's luggage. Well, you're probably wondering, bird's nests? Well, U.S. Customs and Border Protection said agriculture specialists at Dallas-Fort Worth International Airport found the undeclared nests, which are edible and considered a delicacy in some countries.
Wait a minute. The bird nest
the is nest, that's correct. Not
edible.
The eggs, the nest. That's correct. That's what I thought when I read this story. Concealed among personal items in the luggage of a traveler arriving from Vietnam. The nests created from solidified bird saliva, are you getting hungry yet, Chris, are used to make soup and broth. You've heard of bird's nest soup, correct?
No.
Okay. That's something totally different.
Well, they are banned from being brought into the U.S. However, due to the potential to carry infectious diseases, including Newcastle disease or the highly pathogenic avian influenza virus, easy for you to say, also known as H5N1, which I know you've all heard about, correct?
Oh, Lord. Haven't these people ever seen that show? Remember, I was watching a little bit of it last night, late. It's called, what's it called? The Danger Inside Me or something like that. It's about these parasites and things that get into people's bodies.
The monsters inside me.
Yeah, that's the one. The monsters inside me.
Yeah, it's pretty gross, isn't it?
Yeah, but you know, last night, the monster turned out to be carbon monoxide.
Oh, yeah.
And even these people's house, they had been exposed to it for months and months and months. And finally, I think it was a doctor finally determined it was monoxide poisoning. Had the heater guy came out and find a small leak
in the gas lines.
And anybody that has gas for anything, you need to have it checked once a year to make sure that there are no minute leaks. And the guy, they even had carbon monoxide alarms that did not go off.
I have one.
Well, they say the digital ones are more accurate because they will pick up even the most minute sign.
That's what I have.
The new ones have two different ways of detecting, and that's why they're so much better. If you take a look at your smoke detector or your CO detector, and you see the plastic is starting to turn yellow,
replace it.
It is old. The detector is probably covered in dust. It's not going to pick things up. Go get new ones.
Yeah.
The new ones come with a lithium ion battery that lasts for 7 to 10 years. And so when that battery starts to go, replace the whole thing.
They're cheap enough to do that.
Absolutely.
But God, eating a bird nest?
Yeah, there you go, Chris.
What's so bad about that?
Everything.
They put coffee beans through a monkey's rear end, right? And then they roast it and sell it.
It's the dinner hour for our listeners. Let's move on. Well, massive pumpkins were dropped from a crane to destroy cars parked below as part of a Maine city's annual tradition. Footage from the weekend's 2017 Damariscotta Pumpkin Fest and Regatta, which marked its 11th year, shows gigantic pumpkins being lifted 180 feet over the ground by a crane before being dropped. The video shows the giant pumpkins being used to crush an SUV and a pink car, both of which previously had their windows removed for safety. The footage also shows a massive pumpkin making a splash when it is dropped into an inflatable pool. Speaking of pumpkins.
Hold it. Don't interrupt me. Let me finish the story.
I've got some momentum going here.
Speaking of pumpkins,
now this is going to amaze you. Joel Holland of Sumner, Washington, won this year's Safeway World Championship Pumpkin Weigh-Off in Half Moon Bay with a pumpkin. Are you ready for this? Guess how much it weighed. You'll never guess.
1,200 pounds.
No, keep going.
2,000.
2,363 pounds. Holland set a U.S. record and won more than $16,000. I'm curious, how many pumpkin pies could you make with this monstrous pumpkin?
Probably is dry and doesn't taste good anyway.
Pretty amazing.
The one about them dropping the pumpkins, though, on the cars. Reminded me of that episode of WKRP in Cincinnati where Les Nessman...
Oh, yeah, the turkeys.
Oh, my God.
The turkeys can't fly. They're dropping live turkeys from the helicopter. But you know what? Maybe that's where the group Smashing Pumpkins originates
from.
Maybe.
Anyway, well, an attempt to snap a selfie with an elk in a Missouri park ended badly with a woman being attacked by the animal in a caught-on-camera incident. Photographer Kent Burgess said he was taking photos of the animals from presumably a safe distance Sunday at Lone Elk Park in St. Louis County when he spotted a group of less cautious humans getting a bit too close to some of the elk. Burgess said he tried to shout a warning to the people, but they apparently didn't hear him. It charged them and put its head down and was shaking its rack, not the same rack you're thinking of, Chris, right at one female. She was injured in the arm and had some blood on her face, Burgess said. Mm. Burgess said he gave the group a ride to their car, which was parked about a half a mile away. County officials said the woman wasn't seriously injured. They said another woman who had been gored in the back by an elk at the park a few weeks earlier, her injuries were also described as minor. Tom Ott, assistant director of the St. Louis County Department of Parks and Recreation, said additional signs have been posted at the park warning visitors that elk are especially aggressive during the current mating season. Okay, the selfie craze has created a new risk in this decade, okay? Serious incidents, including death and injury, involving the taking of selfies are on the rise. According to a new report released last November, found that worldwide, 127 people died and many have been injured in a 29-month span from March 2014 through September 2016 while trying to take photos of themselves at dangerous or exotic locations. So beware if you're taking a selfie. Please be aware of your surroundings and don't do it around wild animals.
And a lot of them have come from people falling while they're doing the selfie.
Yes, very true.
So, yeah, just be very careful.
Well, a New York boy came face to face with a furry burglar that crawled in through the window of his bedroom in an eighth floor apartment. Now, this is in New York. Keep this in mind. Rio Mullins, 8, said he was getting ready for school about 9:30 a.m. last Tuesday at his family's apartment on Manhattan's Upper West Side when he noticed a raccoon watching him from just inside his open window. I was like, what? I was so scared. I just immediately shut the door. I was like creeped out. I didn't want to go in my room. It smelled, Mullins told WABC-TV. Mullins' babysitter brought him and his sibling out of the apartment and called police. The New York Police Department's Emergency Services Department said the raccoon seemed docile and was captured without incident. The window was open. We think it came through the fire escape, the building's doorman said. Police said the burgling trash panda would either be turned over to animal care centers of New York City or released into nearby Riverside Park. I think this raccoon was someone's exotic pet that escaped. I bet it was very domesticated.
I don't know. You got raccoons are very resourceful. They live very well alone in the city.
They do.
Yeah, I remember this was years ago, but I was leaving a friend of mine's house and backing out of the driveway, and in the rearview mirror, this big old huge raccoon came up out of a sewer drain.
Mm-hmm.
This is downtown Orlando.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I see them in my neighborhood.
They could live anywhere.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right.
Them and possums.
Well, yeah, a California sheriff's deputy tricked his girlfriend in believing she had been pulled over for a DUI in a surprise proposal. Palmdale Sheriff Station shared video of Deputy Kevin Bowes proposing to his girlfriend as she stood with another officer on the side of the road during the fake DUI. She thought she was a suspect DUI driver, but it was a traffic stop that changed her life, the station said. Bowes snuck up behind his girlfriend and took one knee behind her as she participated in a sobriety test. Bowes settled into place as another deputy who was in on the stunt instructed his girlfriend to turn around where she saw her soon-to-be fiancé presenting her with an engagement ring. She shouted with excitement before kneeling down to embrace Bowes. Is that a yes, he joked. The sheriff's office congratulated the couple on their engagement and Bowes for completing the elaborate stunt. You know, I think her fiancé should have had his buddy handcuff her and take her to jail and make her really sweat prior to proposing.
Then there would have not been a yes answer.
No.
I'm glad they shot it with a camera.
Yes.
Definitely.
You would not want to do that. Go ahead.
Well, I have another story, but I think it's going to ease up into our break, so I'm going to hold off.
All right. We'll pick that up on the other side of the break. And hopefully you'll be with us as well. Don't forget, coming up at the top of the hour is Mark Walters with Armed American Radio. And maybe he and his team can more sort out the mystery that is grown by the leaps and bounds of the 1 October event. We'll be right back.
Kathy, did you know?
I'm Nick Dolan. Does your kitchen or bathroom need a makeover? And do you need it done on time and on budget?
One-to-One Kitchen and Bath can help you from start to finish with free design service. You can see a 3D model before you buy.
If you just need cabinets, countertops, or flooring, then One-to-One Kitchen and Bath's got you covered. Always on time with the highest quality products and their low price guarantee.
One-to-One Kitchen and Bath, 1781 Fairbanks Avenue, Winter Park. Online at the number 1TO1Cabinets.com. One-to-One Kitchen and Bath.
Ladies and gentlemen, we all know that one of the biggest investments we'll make in life is the house we choose to make our home.
So why make this investment without knowing exactly what you're getting into? That's where Aubrey Kahn of Firm Foundation Home Inspections comes in. He'll make sure that excitement over the purchase of a house or rental property or commercial property doesn't turn into a nightmare after you take the keys. To get the most thorough and complete inspection, go to OrlandosHomeInspector.com or just call Aubrey Kahn at 321-624-0254. Don't roll the dice on your home purchase. Remember, call Aubrey Kahn at 321-624-0254. Mattress stores are all crazy, and they're all the same. They try to force you to buy a new mattress every 8 years. Why? Would you buy a car that you couldn't maintain? Instead of repairing it or even changing the tires, you have to replace it? Of course not. That's crazy. But that's what happens when you go to any mattress store, because all national brand mattresses are sewn or glued shut, impossible to alter after purchase. If mattress is in the name, expect the same. A major purchase you can't maintain. And that's crazy. So visit Relax and Comfort, where you'll find Sane Sleep Systems. See how you and your partner can enjoy your own firmness with the same mattress and how you can change them at any time. With stores in Winter Park, Windermere, and Sanford, you're just minutes away from perfect sleep at Relax and Comfort. Learn more at relaxandcomfort.com or call 407-544-3401.
Aubrey, go. Do it, Aubrey. Bust a move. He's over there cutting some Z's, not cutting a rug. Welcome back to the show. Hope it's been a thriller tonight. And we still got some thrills to go.
Oh, yes. I'm so thrilling. I can hardly stand it. Well, listen up if you're thinking about getting married. You've heard the statistic before. Half of all marriages end in divorce. And what's the number one cause of divorce? Marriage. Well, whether that number still holds true is debatable, but for young married people today, it's their career or their spouses that's leading to higher divorce rates. Workers in certain industries are seeing higher divorce rates by the age of 30. According to a new analysis of U.S. Census data from career website Zipia, job holders with the highest chance of divorce are those enlisted in the military. In fact, first-line enlisted military supervisors hold the top spot in the study with a 30% divorce rate. Other jobs that often result in divorce papers are in the engineering, technical trades, service industry, and carpentry fields. Bottom line, you might want to proceed with caution when it comes to marrying someone in a particular profession. Here's a few examples. Okay? Automotive service technicians and mechanics. Nurse anesthetists, food prep and service workers, medical assistants, carpenters, probation officers, and tax examiners and revenue agents. Any of you out there in any of these industries, just beware.
Beware.
You have a higher incidence of having a divorce. And that's SOS News for Sunday, October 15th.
But now, you said that people in the military,
yes,
have a divorce rate of 30%.
Higher than the national average.
But the national average is 50%.
That's right.
So how come 30%, oh, it's 30% higher than the 50?
Higher than the average, right.
Ooh.
Yeah.
And actually, that's a bit misleading. Pardon me. But nonetheless, it's way too high.
Well, there is a solution to this.
Ben?
Don't get married.
Oh, Okay.
Do what Chris
You remember the without, you mean? Do without. That's a whole lot of fun. Did you remember that commercial on TV? What was it? What was the margarine company? And at the end of the commercial, it was always, and it's not nice to fool Mother Nature. Do you remember that commercial?
I do.
Which margarine company was that?
We're dating ourselves
probably
now.
Country Crock was something.
No, it was. All right. Well, anyway.
It started with a P. I remember that.
All right. Well, Mother Nature is making a comeback. How do we know? Butter. Real butter.
I love real butter.
Is making a comeback. Americans have renewed their love affair with butter, according to Bloomberg News. Slathering it on corn, well, of course. Plopping pats in their coffee.
Yeah.
And get this, even using it to mix cocktails.
Okay.
Department of Agriculture projected that 2017 consumption is expected to rise 10%. Hitting an all-time high, 940,000 metric tons. Well, not all-time, the highest in half a century.
But you know, that's not going to be very good for the earth.
And why?
Well, because butter's made from milk. Milk comes from cows, which means that we have to step up production. We need more cows. Cows have flatulence, and that creates global warming.
Well, there you go. Well, Mother Nature will have her revenge one way or another.
You're making it way too complicated. Butter, in its purest sense, is healthier than these artificial margarines.
But it leads to global warming.
Oh, you sound like Al Gore.
Yeah. Okay, and then there is the Altamont Springs guy. Did you hear about this guy, the burglar in Altamont Springs?
No.
Which one? I mean, there are some real stupid ones.
This might fit in that category. He broke in the house, but he didn't steal anything. And the police caught him after he got out of the house. And his explanation was he was just practicing what he had been reading about in Becoming a Ninja.
Oh.
A novel that he was reading, Christopher Zaire Atkins of Altamont Springs, was not accused of taking anything, only of breaking into a Target store about 1 a.m. Monday. The arrest report says he used force to lift the rear door. Officers made contact and began to interview him. He said he was reading a book entitled Naruto, spelled N-A-R-U-T-O. And in the book, it was teaching him to be a ninja and enter secured areas. Naruto is a 72-volume manga series. What is a manga series?
I have no idea.
It is maybe that's a misspelling. I don't know. 72-volume series written and illustrated by Mashi Kishimoto about a blonde preteen and then teenage ninja. Mr. Atkins is neither blonde nor teenage.
Nor mutant.
He is a black man who wants to be a ninja. And then there is Marvel Comics. Marvel Comics, believe it or not, had an association with, it wasn't Lockheed Martin, it was Northrop Grumman, I think.
Uh-huh.
And when big fans of Marvel found out, they started raising stink with Marvel. And so now Marvel Comics, the home of American superheroes, is cutting their ties with the defense contractor. And acquiescing to the demands of their readers, I presume. Probably not even their readers. Have you gotten a Zinke coin yet?
A what?
A Zinke coin.
No.
Zinke coins are being given away by our Secretary of the Interior, Zinke. He had his own coins, commemorative coins made up, and he has a special flag that is flown at the department when he is in building.
a Zinke flag?
Yes.
Is he a leftover from the Obama administration?
No, he is not.
Maybe he's on Alzheimer's meds.
He should be fired.
But no, it reminds me of that guy. What was his name? Watts or whatever, who was Reagan's interior secretary, remember? Uh-huh. And he was kind of a flashy guy, too. And anyway, something about being a secretary of the interior. And then there is the fella who came here from France to be in the annual beard and mustache competition. I'm looking for the story. I might have to do it from memory. Beard and mustache competition in Atlanta, or at least in the United States. And he flew into Atlanta for the competition. And the police were waiting for him. Now, this guy had a great beard, very well cropped all the way down to his waist, evidently. And he looked to have a good performance in the beard and mustache contest. I wish I could find it. But the police arrested him on drug trafficking charges. It turns out this guy had an internet site where he facilitated the buying and selling of illegal drugs. And he used Bitcoin for some of the transactions. And Bitcoin, if you're not familiar, is a cyber currency that doesn't really exist other than in the cyber world, but it is used as a form of currency. And because it is a cyber currency, it's a bit harder to trace, but they were able to trace the payments from Bitcoin into actual currency in this guy's bank account, and he got himself arrested. No word on whether his beard is going to be allowed at the county jail.
Well, a last thing on beards. If you have a beard but don't know how to change a flat tire, shave. Because you're not a man.
That's going to say start shaving your legs and everything, right?
Oh, okay. Don't talk about that. There was an article about this woman who, from the age of 15, stopped shaving.
Oh, my Lord.
And they put photos out.
Ew.
It was one ugly-looking mess.
And just think, she would have been president last year if we'd have elected her.
Ouch.
Why do you think she wears those pantsuits, man? All right, we got to go, but I got Armed American Radio coming up next. They're going to take you until 11 o'clock. Great live stuff, and hopefully maybe they'll have some more insights on the 1 October event. And we'll be back tomorrow. Abe Katzman and John Barros will be in the studio. And please follow us on Facebook and like us there. That's American Adversaries on Facebook. You can follow me on Twitter at Chris Hart Radio. And you can see my Twitter traffic and join the American Adversaries. We appreciate it if you would, by going to our website, AmericanAdversaries.com. That's AmericanAdversaries.com. Okay, that's going to wrap it up for tonight. Once again, thanks so very much for being with us. And indeed, all American Adversaries are intact. And we're still with it. We still got it.
That's questionable sometimes, Chris.
And we'll be back tomorrow night. Thanks for tuning in. Mark Walters, Armed American Radio, next. Night, everybody.
Good night. Good night.